Blog Talk Radio.
But thank you, brothers and sisters, for tuning in right here to Lions by Radio, right here on Culture Freedom Radio Network. Get ready for the lions, because they are about to roar. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. The lions are about to roar. Yeah, we ain't talking about the lion sound y'all just heard. That's one lion. But we got three lions in the house tonight right here on Culture Freedom Radio Network, most definitely in this house, in this house, in this house. Y'all ready tonight? Y'all ready tonight for Lions Vibe Radio? Yeah, this is Lions Vibe Radio in the house. Yes, sir, indeed. Well, we keep the truth. We bring the truth to you raw and uncut. And sure enough, y'all, off the chain indeed. Yes, sir, it is. Amen. Yes, sir, we in the house tonight, y'all. We got the brothers in the house tonight. We got the crew up in this house, y'all. Yes, sir, we got Brother Justice in the house tonight with us right here on Culture Freedom Radio, Lions Vibe Radio. And we got the Maury Rabbi David Israel in this house right here, man. Yes, sir, David Israel. Y'all know David Israel going to cut up. He going to show out. Y'all know how Brother David do. Y'all know what to expect when David's in the house. Yes, sir, the Maury David. Yes, sir, and I am your good brother right here, Maury Ariya Israel, also known to you as Sunray 9, and we are those lions right here. Yes, sir, we just going to have a little variation of topics of conversation tonight, brothers and sisters. Just see the variety of topics we want to talk on tonight right here on Lions Vibe Radio. So, yes, sir, y'all ready? Y'all ready? All right, let's get ready to get in the house. Let's bring these brothers on in the house right here, man. Let's talk about it tonight right here on Lions Vibe Radio, and let's see what goes on. And thank y'all always, too, as well. And like I said, y'all can call in too, brothers and sisters. Y'all can call in if y'all got any questions or thoughts, some y'all want to throw out to the panel, and we can discuss it. Like I said, you can call in at area code 319-527-6068. One more time, that area code is 519-527-6068. But that said, hey, my brothers are in the house, Brother Justice and Brother Dave. How y'all doing out there tonight, brothers? How y'all doing out there?
Peace, peace, Chief Rabbi and Ariyah Yasha'Allah Sunray 9.
Yes, sir. Peace to you. Let me see. Make sure there's my microphone.
Hey, shalom, shalom.
There you
is. Hey, shalom, shalom. This Maury David Israel, the rabbi of the Tabernacle, Liberation Tabernacle, yeah, Lions Vibes Radio, sending y'all a shout out. You know, Shema Israel or the Nalahenu or the Nakat, Abarukatara Nalahenu Malachi Aloma Mosi Lakamin Ares. Like, so honor, all glory to Yah, Ohim Yahweh. Like I said, I'm going to let y'all usher it in. I got to go set my stuff in my house.
Right? Okay, you know, no problem.
Yes,
no
hey,
problem.
Hey. But I am going to say, what's up, Justice? Justice, I love to hear your voice again, man. Love to hear it, man. You know, I know you Al Sharpton's son and Michelle Obama's side piece, so, you know.
All right, Chief Rabbi, you know, I'm glad you hear your voice, too.
And I know you got Michael Jackson on the side too. Yes.
just the music.
And just as you knew that was coming, I knew all that was coming.
The leash is off of his big father, the Chief Rabbi, and he's just gonna be untamed tonight. Like, he gonna be off the hook. So hopefully we'll find something we can agree with or agree to disagree without being disagreeable.
Yes, sir. You know, he just love to have his brother Justice in the house. That's all it is. Yes, sir. Yeah, we do it all in fun, but it's all for the love at the same time, y'all. No fouls on the play. Yes, sir.
Hey, Justice, I want you to break down something to me tonight, too. If you could please let me know what's up with your girl, Fannie Willis. I know you keep up with politics. What's up with your Boule sister, Fannie Willis, and her side nigga she got, she paying? Go please break that shit down, because it seems like the Divine Nine females is going down in history right now.
Mm.
She up there rolling her neck, talking outside of her neck, paying side niggas off. Please ask me, what's going on with that Boule crowd of yours? So, you know, it seems like they're falling down.
All right. You know, so I'm not going to claim to be part of any group like the whole Democrat think tank, because I don't always think how they think, and I don't always agree with what they want to do. So, but I understand the question, and I'm in support of what they came up with to put in check the people who did try to steal the election in Georgia. And so Fannie Willis is the lead prosecutor in this, and she hired an attorney who is going to help her in the case, who's a high-profile black man. And I would think that, you know, them coming together and having sex or a relationship shouldn't have anything to do with what's going on with the charges that they presented to the people who came down to Georgia and tried to steal their election in Georgia. So I would like to separate the two and to say that what Fannie Willis said in the hearing a few days ago, that she's not the one on trial, and that the people who tried to steal the election are. So no matter how much you try to put her on trial, for her to have a relationship with this man who she hired, and she hired other attorneys to help in this, to prosecute these people, and several of the people have already flipped, several of the people who've already accepted agreements and are serving jail time and sentences right now. So it's not something that can just go away. And so my opinion is that Fannie Willis should dismiss the guy who she had a relationship with that's in the case, in order for there not to be this overall, you know, this big elephant in the room about their relationship that they had while they're trying to prosecute the former president. So I'm going to say that if Fannie Willis and this guy hooked up and they aren't hardly dating because they're on this big case, so they're not really going to be going out to the clubs and stuff necessarily, right? So whatever they're going to do, they're going to probably do it together. So whatever it is, it's like, okay, he probably didn't have time to go out and date either. So they are seeing each other every day working on the case, and they in the same room together probably talking about things, or after for the day, maybe they go out for a drink or whatever. And then they decide, well, we want to, you know, let's, you know, get some of this tension off and all this stuff, because, you know, I'm not seeing nobody. I'm going through a divorce. And then she like, well, I'm single. I ain't seeing nobody. And, you know, I wouldn't mind, you know, hooking up with you. So that probably happened. And from what I understand is that relationship is no longer a relationship, Chief Rabbi. That is something that came and went and it happened, and they're still just working together, but they're no longer like dating. It's from what someone who really you know, kind of researched a lot about the story told me. So, you know, I don't find any problem with the lady having a relationship with this man and him getting together with her after a day after he, like, filed for divorce and he started a relationship with her. I don't see nothing wrong with that. Now, okay, it's probably improper for them to, you know, overall to have that look, to have that, you know, that impression that, okay, they are supposed to be on this high-profile case, but now they having sex with each other and whatnot. Now, you might feel some type of way about that, but if we go back and remember in the O.J. Simpson trial, when this prosecutor lady named Marcia Clark, right, she was trying to prosecute O.J., and she had this these attorneys up under her, and they were working for her. So she had a relationship with one of them, and she was a white lady, and she and her attorney that she had a relationship with was a black dude, and it got, you know, it had gotten out there. Even while the trial was still going on, people found out, oh, these two are now, you know, somehow seeing each other and whatnot. But then nobody really made a big issue out of it. But we knew that Marcia Clark was having sex with the black dude that was on her team. But that didn't affect the trial one way or the other. And so this shouldn't affect this trial one way or the other. But for me, if I had a chance to advise Fannie Willis, I would say, go ahead and let the dude go or dismiss him off the off this case, and y'all go ahead and proceed without him so that you won't have any improprieties to anybody having any more questions about your relationship and if you benefited some kind of way from paying him this amount of money and him treating you and buying you stuff, which they haven't proved a whole lot about that she benefited by hiring him and paying him money and them taking trips. And she's saying, well, she paid her half and he paid his half. And they said, well, how did you do that? Well, she said, well, I paid with, you know, my Cash App, or I paid with, you know, my credit card, or I paid with cash. Or I use cash a lot. And I gave him $2,500 cash or whatever they say, right? So, like I said, this really don't mean much to me. And so, you know, maybe it's a lot of wishful thinkers out there that would hope and wish that this could go away because they had sex with each other. And somehow now the people that already flipped and flipped on Trump and said that, you know, that they told him to do it, or they told the lady to do this or that, or the other people that's in jail because they were guilty because they found evidence that they did this, that, and the other, right? And so that is not going to make any of their cases go away. And Trump and Giuliani, everybody's still in this RICO trial down there. And it's just being a little postponed or delayed right now. And even if they took Fannie Willis off of it, it's still going to go forward. It might not have the same overall view or, you know, like the identity of who it began with, but it still has, you know, all of the documents and everything that was done that they claimed was illegal is still there. So I don't want to continue on and, you know, make a long story out of something, Chief Rabbi. I hope I answered you, you know, your question the best that I could, you know, like about, you know, what it is. Because to me, you know, I would love to see Trump in jail, and I would love to see him be the president again at the same time. So,
damn, how in the hell this gonna happen?
My whole thing is like, I don't, I, you know, you know, I would love to see the country do the right thing. And if he's guilty of some of this stuff or all of this stuff, then he shouldn't be above the law. He should be in jail. But however, if Dana messed around and allowed him to be able to play chess through this whole thing and get back to the point where he got a chance to be the president, I'm going to lend him my vote just because he beat the system. Just because, you know what, he probably the lesser of the two evils now. I'm going to go with him. Joe Biden got all this blood on his hands. Joe Biden got all his blood on his hands because he, again, yesterday they vetoed them to stop Israel from bombing the Palestinians over there. And if you could watch 1 hour of any of that on Al Jazeera, you know, like, you will be traumatized. Now, imagine watching that every day or being in the whole situation where there's nowhere to run to. There's nowhere to go. These people are wicked and evil, and there's nobody stopping these wicked, evil American people or these Jewish people. There's nobody to stop them. They're in the highest courts of the world, and they can't stop these wicked bastards from bombing these innocent people to try to catch a few people. They're going to bomb everybody, and under their own wicked, demonic way of being, they love killing the men, women, and the children. They love it. And I ain't going to vote for Joe Biden because he could put a whole stop to the whole thing. Just like if Trump came in, he could stop the whole thing too. All you got to do is try and give you no money. You can bomb all these hospitals. That should be off limits. You can't bomb hospitals. But what they do every day, I'm hearing they bomb another hospital or something crazy.
Yeah. Well, Justice, I had to help you out on that one. But there's nothing Biden can say. There's nothing Trump could say on that issue with Israel. They don't have the power to basically say a damn thing about it. Now, they probably could, so forth. But here's the thing. And when you say Jews, there's a lot that the people have to learn when they say the word Jew. This is how Kanye West and a lot of people get in trouble when they say that word Jew. The Jews, where they say the Jews, because you got to go and say, you got to find the particular Jews that you're talking about. And this is how people get in trouble with that Jew, because it is not easy when you say the word Jews. There's different forms and different, groups of so-called Jews. As a matter of fact, you have what they call the ultra-Orthodox. Y'all heard me talk about this before. They do not agree with what's going on in Israel. They actually say that there's no one supposed to be who's claiming the state of Israel, what they call the state of Israel. They are against the state of Israel. So, and they're saying that these people are Zionists. I got a little small clip I could play. They're saying these are Zionists. So we see that here in America. Y'all know what? Hell, I might as well do that because it'll make more sense. Even this the people who's running America, they're not what people are saying. When you're saying Jews, you basically need to know what type of Jews. Basically, these are Zionists. And when you understand Zionism and things of this nature, they're the one running it. They run a lot of shit in America. Yes, sir. They run the media and shit in America. Like the Orthodox Jews and a lot of these people y'all see, they don't run shit. They don't have we said the Jews own the media. Yeah, what type of Jews? See, we got to be real. We got to learn this type of stuff. Because black folks, you're going to get in trouble with this shit. Because number one, okay, me and Dave, we say we Jews. Do we run shit? Do we have the ability to tell them to bombing Israel? No, the black man and woman here in America, we can't tell them to stop. We don't have that power. And we say we the original Jews. So when you say the word Jew, you have to be more. Let me play this clip right fast. This is a Jew here. Now, we all might say, or a European Jew there. And here's a Jew. Here's go. It says, a top New York rabbi explained how Zionism is against Let me see. Pull it out. Let me see where it says. It's against the real Jews. Now, you might like, damn, wait a minute now. But check this out, y'all. Let me see. And they've been protesting against this whole war.
All civilized human beings ought to stand with us against what Israel is doing to the Orthodox Jews. They handed out pamphlets to women in Israel on the street explaining to them their legal rights. And for this, they were arrested. What kind of democracy anywhere prohibits its citizens to read about their own legal rights?
Can you help us make sense of this? We often see, we're hearing now a rise of anti-Semitism. Can we label this in Jerusalem anti-Semitism that the media is not reporting on at all? You don't really hear much talk about this. I get a lot of these clips from on X, and you'll see Torah, true Torah Jews, or this, and they post a lot of this stuff, and you'll see a lot of this happening. Can you help us make sense of it?
There are a lot of different types of anti-Semitism. There was the anti-Semitism of the Christians in the Middle Ages that told the Jews, you either have to convert or we'll kill you, which means they had their anti-Semitism was against the Jewish religion. And if you practice Christianity, they're okay with you. Then there's the anti-Semitism of Hitler.
Let me start right there on that one right fast, because he talked about that during a time when there was a lot of Jews who had to convert to Christianity. And they will be killed. Now, that is very important. That's some history. We'll probably get in there later. We'll talk on that later. But that is a lot of history that y'all need, so-called blacks, y'all need to know. Because this did happen, especially in Northeast Africa and Spain. A lot of they talk about Jews. They were the black Jews. And a lot of these people, when they say that we was Christianity, you know how black people say, man, they forced Christianity on us. You better understand that was a lot of people that were a lot of Jews or blacks who were Jews, and we had to hide under Christianity or get killed. That's something y'all need to learn that history too. A lot of them had to convert either to Christianity, the Jews to Christianity, or Islam, and hide under that, like the Moors did. That's why a lot of you have some Jewish Moors. You have actually Jewish or Hebrew Moors. You have to, and yeah, y'all got a lot of this, like I said, study your history and go in depth and quit being so damn hateful. Well, basically Israelite or Jews, and learn his history. So let's get it in. That's a European Jew talking about this in Israel, because a lot of this did happen.
Then there's the anti-Semitism of Hitler that it doesn't matter if you practice Christianity, the Jewish blood that you have, and it was his definition of Jewish blood, we're going to kill you anyway. The Zionists are also anti-Semites, but they're anti-Semites against the anti-Zionist Jewish religion. They don't like the Jewish religion at all, unless you're a Zionist religious Jew. Let me explain. Judaism, like Islam, like Christianity, has many different people that claim the exclusive mantle of authenticity. So with the Christians, you have the Catholics and the Protestants, for example. You have the evangelicals who don't follow the Pope. It's completely different denominations. In the Muslims, you have the Sunni and the Shia, and other religions have that too. In Judaism, you have Zionism and you have Judaism. Zionism is, according to Judaism, idol worship. It's that simple. I can explain to you, if you like, in detail how that works. But the reason why they created Zionism is as a substitute for Judaism, a modern political nationalistic replacement and rebranding, reengineering of the traditional religious spiritual identity of Jews. That was Judaism. And any Jew that resists the Zionist transformation of Zionism, the ones in the video that you saw are the epitome of those Jews, the Zionists don't like. They're anti-Semitic against these particular types of Jews. What you saw that Israeli policeman doing to that Jew is not the worst thing that they've done.
No?
No, not at all.
I practice martial arts, so he did a judo throw.
Now, in this video, it was a video that was going around on the YouTube, and they was talking about how the Israeli military and the police, those, now y'all, I don't know if y'all, I know y'all in New York, y'all know the Orthodox Jews that they talk about, those ones y'all see with the hat, the black hats on and the long black coat and things of that nature. They talk about those with the curly hair coming down the side. They'll be what you call your ultra-Orthodox Jews. God damn, y'all, the Orthodox Jews. And they be beating it, man, over there, they be beating the hell out of them. I'm talking about Israeli police. They be beating the hell out of them. Y'all think black folk got it bad over here. Like, and shit, they be beating the hell out of them Jews over there. Now, them Jews against so-called Jews, the Israeli police be beating the hell out of them folks over there just because they don't agree with the Zionist stuff over there. Let me try to help me get through this.
I mean, he did a judo throw that he could have killed. I mean, he could have just smashed the guy's head on the wall. He could have been dead. I mean, why? And he did it real sneaky. He came up to him. And unexpectedly, just threw him down with the judo throw, and then right on the concrete. We do it on mass. He did it on the concrete.
Well, thank God the guy didn't crack his skull. Other times they did. Google Pinchas Segalov, who was involved in the 50s.
Because I'm trying to get to the part where he's going to talk about the Zionists. The people who started the Zionist movement were actually the guy who started that movement. The Jewish, he was actually an atheist.
Israeli police, the chief, he told the judge, these Neturei Karta guys, means these anti-Zionist Jews, they only understand one language, the heavy hand. So, yes, the Zionists don't like the Orthodox Jews, unless you're of the Zionist Orthodox Jews denomination, which is more Zionist than Jew or a combination of both.
Well, why do you think we don't hear this or see this being talked about in the mainstream media?
Because the Orthodox Jews don't own any mainstream media, nor do we have any influence over it, very little influence over it. I'll tell you a story. I once did a radio show.
See, now I just stop it right there. That's where it was a more history. It was like, that's like 9 minutes. But again, like when you're talking about, the Jews on the radio. What type of Jews? And most likely you'll see what's going on in Israel that's over there with that, and you'll see those Jews, other Jews, they're protesting. They standing with the Palestinians and talk about stop the war. But it's those Zionist Jews. That's why you get the book, Who is Esau, Who is Edom? It breaks all of that down in that book. And that was actually a so-called European or white Christian who wrote that book. And they put him on the, what was it? It was one of them Southern Poverty Lists or something like that, anti-Jewish hate. Yeah. They put him on that for writing that damn book.
Yeah.
But I'm going to hear at the end. But when we speak about the Jews, and I'm going to just jump out of it. That's a long story. But what you talk about with that lady, Dave Az, was she not... were they not really trying to get her for a conflict of interest or something like that? Is that what that whole thing is about, like a conflict of interest? I hadn't been trying to keep up with it.
To see whether she benefited any kind of way from their relationship by paying him an exorbitant amount of money versus the amount of money paid to the other attorneys that are on the same team.
See, but even with that, you think on this on a deeper level, right? You're trying to get somebody who you're trying to say was not on an up and up, doing something underhanded, doing something crooked. And if you're going to try to persecute or prosecute someone for doing something underhanded, doing something malicious, you can't be doing dirt your damn self. What grandmama and them say, man, those who live in glass houses shouldn't throw no stones. So in other words, you might look at that and say, oh, that's petty what they doing. No, it's not. It's not. Because you're accusing someone else of doing something malicious and you're doing something underhanded shit too. You see what I'm saying? You got to have a squeaky clean background. That's why they're going out to them and saying, see, y'all coming out to me for doing shit. Look what they doing. See, that's what this whole purpose is about. That's why politics is a dirty game. It's a dirty game. And you got to watch what you're doing. So and it's funny how they're utilizing, again, a lot of black people, the guy in New York, attorney general in New York, how they're using, well, I ain't going to say using, black folk letting them, like I said on this video on our YouTube, Black folks allowing themselves to do that shit because they want the prestige and so-and-so, this, that, and that. You know, somebody might have told, hey, look, go ahead and go and do that. But you allow, like, hell no, I ain't going to do that. You don't send me out. So they're allowing themselves to do this shit. They in it. They got a personal gain they're trying to do. But you notice black women and the black dude in Chicago, I mean, New York, who's the one who they are putting out there to go against Trump? You know, how come, okay, if he's so bad, how come some of them other white folks ain't doing it? Because, yeah, a lot of them white folks don't like Trump. But why they got the black folks you seeing out here doing this shit? And then, what, every last one of them, Eric Bragg, whatever his name, watch. They're going to go after their ass, and they're going to embarrass the shit out of them. Just watch. Because they're going to pull out some dirty stuff on them. They're going to let them try to go after Trump and watch a whole bunch of shit going to come out about them very same damn people. Watch what's going to happen. See, black folk got to stop allowing themselves to be goddamn scapegoats. I see Brother Alpha Male in the house. Let me open them Alpha Male mic too. Yeah, but you got a lot. But so with that shit down there, hey, she'd have had us, whatever she doing. I said, I'm not up on it enough to really go in it, but that's what they're doing. It's like glass houses. It's those who live in glass houses shouldn't throw no stones. I'm really trying to still figure that one out a little bit, what you said. When you still say something about you hope he go to jail, but you hope he win. I don't know, brother. Dave might have to figure that one out. I don't know how that one worked. Why would you do that? How the hell would you?
I threw you for a loop, right?
Go ahead and say that again.
I threw you for a loop on that one.
Yeah, because that one, brother, I don't know how that worked. Maybe there's some. You say you're not a Democrat no more. You say you're a libertarian. Maybe there's some libertarian philosophy or something. Because how could he go to jail and still win? That's not going to make any sense.
Here's my deal. Like I said, that if he don't end up in jail by November, then I'm gonna lend him my vote. Now I wasn't gonna vote for the president at all.
Okay.
This time coming up, I was gonna vote for everything else on the ticket, but whatever, you know, when it comes to president, I was gonna lead that one, like, you know, like I was gonna do last time, and then my aunt tricked me to convince me to vote for Joe Biden anyway, right? But prior to that, I wasn't going to vote for no president on that one. So this time, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm not pushing the lever for the president. But just because Trump is an honorable dude in some cases, he have done some good things for black folks. And I'll mention some of the things he did, you know, on his way out of office. I mean, like the last couple of days, he gave a pardon to the corrupted former mayor of Detroit, Kwame Kilpatrick. He pardoned that man. He was supposed to serve 30 years. He got out.
And he pardoned black people who was in jail under that criminal act shit from Joe Biden's dem, too. But wait a minute. Hold up. But hold up. Wait a minute. Hold up. So this is what's tripping me out. I've been seeing a lot of videos on this lately. So it took Joe Biden and y'all know this raw and uncut radio. Some of y'all close your ears, y'all. It took Joe Biden to fuck stuff up so mad for y'all that he like said, God damn, man, Trump did do some good shit. It took Joe Biden to fuck it up so bad. So now y'all realize it. But the whole time people been telling y'all this shit. But now that's why we was going to do a show on this, brother. You remember, why do some black folks choose to learn the hard way? When this shit be right there in front of y'all face. Because it was right there. How did y'all not see it? But no, because again, like you said, your own self-justice, you were trying to vote because of what your aunt appeased, what your aunt was doing. Instead of looking at policies and what was actually the data, what was actually being done, you was trying to appease your aunt vote. And no disrespect to your aunt, but what your aunt was telling you how to vote or whatever, instead of looking at it, now you're seeing it and like, well, damn, at the end he did such and such. It's too late now because everything is fucked up right now. Look at the immigration thing. The man told y'all, build the fucking wall. Oh, that's racist. That's so-and-so. Oh, it's racist. But how come all these black-ass people in Chicago, New York, all these places, they crying foul on the plate now? Oh, your motherfucking ass wasn't saying that at first. Oh, it took your Democratic people that you voted for to start taking shit from you and bringing them in to start saying, hey, man, this shit ain't right. Oh, no, shut your goddamn mouth. When they were saying build a wall, even David said, yeah, build a wall. Even Murray Day said build a goddamn wall. Now, he wasn't even into politics, but he said, yeah, build a fucking wall. But now y'all screaming and hollering, that's foul on the play. No, deal with it, goddammit. Because when it was before you, you didn't want to do nothing. That's wrong, man. Leave them folks alone. Oh, okay. See, it took your fucking neighborhood Democratic friends to show you they ain't your fucking friends. And now, deal with it. Just deal with it. That's all I'm going to say. Deal with the shit. People try to tell you. They try to tell you. Again, why do some black folks choose to learn the fucking hard way? When it's already people trying to show and tell you, show you the data, show you everything. But no, you got to learn the hard way.
I know one thing. I know Brittany Griner would have been home a lot sooner than it took 9 months, almost a year, to get her home. I know she would have been home within a couple weeks if Trump was still in there or was the president. Joe Biden took her 9 months to get her home. And the boys were stealing over there in China, and they got caught, and it was on camera, red-handed. And Trump got them home from China because he was cool with Jin Jang Ping. He had a good relationship with him. And then
if I was Trump, I'd tell black folk, don't even vote me. I don't want y'all motherfucking vote. I don't even want your motherfucking vote. I'm straight out. If I was Trump, I would tell black people, I don't want y'all vote. No, nope. Fuck it. Y'all remember, I'm racist. I'm racist, remember? I'm the racist. I'm the bad guy. I'm the orange man. Look, don't vote for me. I don't want y'all motherfucking vote. I only want white folks to vote for me. I would flat foot tell y'all. I would flat foot tell black folks, no, you didn't trust me at first when I was doing for some. I tried to tell y'all about the crime in Chicago. Y'all didn't want to deal with me. I don't want your motherfucking vote. I was flat foot go. I know he can't do that, though.
He wouldn't have a chance to win doing it that way.
But I know he can't say that, though. But I would flat foot see it. I was like, fuck it, you know, whatever else. Because, you know, black white folks going to get up in that area regardless. But it just lets you know. I mean, I would say that shit because, like, make your ass think. It's like to make you think. It's like that wake-up call. Like, goddammit, when I was showing y'all, I was trying to help y'all in Chicago with the violence. Y'all like, hell no, fuck him. And look how y'all getting slaughtered and everything going on now. No, I don't want your vote. Because when I tried to help you, you didn't want it because y'all was calling me racist. So now I'm really finna show you. I'm not racist, but I finna show you. I don't want your fucking vote. Yeah, give me all white folk, Chinese, Mexicans to vote for me. Black folk, don't waste your fucking time. I don't want your vote. Go ahead and keep on voting for the Democrats like you've been doing. That's what I would do. But I know, again, he can't do that. But just personally of me, I wish the fuck he could.
Well,
hurts. Yeah.
Okay. we jump back and forth from different things. But, you know, I had mentioned, you know, what was happening over there in Palestine and how America, you know, I believe have the upper hand to tell Israel to chill or, you know, that's it. That's enough. You killed enough people. That's it. You know, we ain't going to fund this no more. You know, we're not going to give y'all this. You're going to keep doing this to these people. You got to have a heart in your body to see that this is wrong, what they're doing to these innocent people that's dying and being slaughtered and being traumatized and tortured and you know, all of this stuff that's just not right. You know, my main man on that YouTube channel, Camario, he got a series called Don't Mention the Chasers. And the Chasers are the Zionists and that. And so, you know, I could send it over to you, and you might want to play the little clip of this here because it's some good information. He's got 12 parts to this. Don't mention the Chasers. He's got 12 parts to it. So So, you know, I'm going to send you a little piece of it. You can check it out. Maybe you'll play a little piece of it starting at 3:33. And that's when the man start talking when I send it to you in a minute. So, and, you know, you can check it out. You might want to play a little bit of it. But it's talking about, you know, like you're saying, the people who claim to be the Jews, but they're not really the Jews. They Zionists. And they got a whole wicked motive operandi, the way they operate, the way they do things. They are just vicious, vicious people as far as how they have their army and how the people in the army treat citizens or people who they don't even consider human beings. They are just shoot a person just with their hands up in the air or waving a white flag, then shoot them. Okay, it looks some little children playing. They'll send a drone over there and blow up the little children playing and stuff. I mean, come on. And then they try to justify, oh, you know, we might have killed some children, but we know that, you know, that it works. You know, our system is working and everything like that. They're not going to say, oh, we're sorry that we killed them children. But they saying, oh, well, at least we know our technology is working and, you know, we can do these kind of strikes and stuff. Okay? Because they don't see these people as people. You see what I'm saying? So that's where, you know, you were trying to draw the line and say, yeah, Jews are Jews and Zionists are Zionists, and it's two different things. And one have, you know, God, you know, at hand or in heart, and the other one probably have the devil at heart and in hand. And then they operate as if they're the chosen ones anyway, and as if they're doing the work of God when they're doing the work of absolutely Satan. Because God wouldn't allow you to just kill innocent people and deprive them of food and deprive them of medicine and overall essential needs that they are depriving them of having, even to the point where they just destroy their homes. They don't even have a home to go back to. I'm talking about go down to the South. And they get to the South, and then they go down and say, oh, well, they coming into the South, or they bombing the South now. And he said, this is the only place y'all can go is to the South because there's no way out of Palestine. There's no way out. You get the only way out is through Egypt. And Egypt won't allow you to come in there. There's too many people. They don't want all the people in Egypt.
So, well, you know, Zionism is basically a political movement. Actually, if you get any, I have some. I've actually purchased some. You get a Jewish encyclopedia, and you go through some of this stuff, and you will be amazed. You know, I know a lot of people won't grab it because I don't fuck Zionism, fuck Judaism. But how you go? You know, you got to learn some of this stuff, man. Whether you like it or not, you got to have it in your life, but you got to learn. It's about education. But Zionism, it says a modern political movement for the return of Jewish people to Zion. It's a political movement. And like I said, the guy, Theodore Herzl, they say he was actually in that video actually as well, but I've heard several other people talk about it. They said this guy was actually an atheist. He was an atheist. He didn't give a damn about the religion of Judaism. And that's why those guys were saying that. That's why they hard on those Orthodox Jews, because they are basically somewhat religious, that we say, the religion of Judaism. They're, you know, uphold the values they say of God and whatnot. But the Zionists don't give a damn. It's a political movement. But here's something, Justice, we gotta understand and look at right here. That's why I said they won't stop funding Israel, Joe Biden, none of them. Because, again, you remember, I don't know, it was some senators and congressmen and things of this nature, right? They have to be sworn allegiance not to speak out against the state of Israel. And here's a lot of things here. And this is my Jewish encyclopedia that says this, right? I'm going to name a couple of different associations that they have here. Why they'll never say a goddamn thing about it. They have one organization is called America Israel Cultural Federation. America Israel Cultural Federation. Another one is America Israel Friendship League. Yeah, is in New York City. American Association for Jewish Education. Here's another one. American Council for Judaism. another one. Now, I know some of y'all don't heard this one named before. This is the main one right here, y'all. AIPAC. How many of y'all have heard of AIPAC? What does that stand for? American Israel Public Affairs Committee. Let me read what they give you about what this, because everyone has, I'm reading just what these organizations, but in this book, it break down how they got started and what their functions are. So AIPAC right here is American Israel Public Affairs Committee. It says America lobby. Check this out. They lobby for Israel that work actively on legislation affecting the state of Israel. Established in 1954 in Washington, D.C., widely supported, among American Jews. It is considered one of the most effective lobbies in Washington. Damn, y'all heard that, AIPAC. Look up AIPAC, study that. Here's another one right fast. There's a couple of them, y'all. The American Jewish Committee, American Jewish Council, started in 1916. But just it's so many. You could just look this up, and American Jewish thing. And a lot of it's political.
I've heard of AIPAC.
You heard of AIPAC, Dave?
I've heard of, I've heard of all of them, Zionists, the AIPAC.
Yes, sir.
I've heard about a lot of and some, you know, that you were talking about that guy in that video earlier, how the guy was an atheist. Do you know,
Theodore Herzl.
I think I spoke plenty of times. When it comes time for, like, rights of people who are, like just like Jews and Israelites and people, like, just rights of people all over and what's going on in the world and how people are being treated unfairly in other countries and even over here, do you know, it's a lot of people who are non-religious who actually do more standing up for that than the people who are religious. That's some, you know, a lot of, like, the groups that you're talking about, the Zionism and the AIPAC, a lot of those lobbyist groups, a lot of those people are not even in religion. Like, and I'm glad you brought that up earlier with that guy who was speaking. Believe it or not, a lot of those people aren't religious. They aren't. A lot of them is just like people who want, you know, like I said, just want the rights. They want equal rights and equal fair rights. That's it. You know, a lot of those people aren't, like I said, they ain't in religion. Majority of them ain't. I've been to synagogues where people aren't even, like, they family Jewish, but a lot of them ain't Jewish. They claim it. They rep the heritage, but they don't believe in that. Yeah. So a lot of those people in those groups ain't even in the religion. They just pretty much more like for the rights of the people. So yeah. Yes.
And Brother Alpha Male, he made a statement as well. I think you kinda mentioned it at the beginning, starting in, Justin, but here's something Brother Alpha Male said. He said the U.S. is the only vote against stopping Israel bombing in the U.N. All others voted to stop it.
That's
or to
right.
Stop.
That's right. Alpha Male, get up in here, man. Where you at?
Wow. Wow.
That's right. That's four times in a row. Four times they came here to do that, and four times America, the only one that said nope. And they got the power to stop it. They're the only ones that held out.
That's because they are legions. They are alliance with Israel. It's the alliance with Israel. It's just what I said. This rabbit hole goes very fucking deep. This rabbit hole is very deep. As soon as something happened to Israel, who speak up? America. And there's a video where there was something on Instagram I was watching. And they had a thing with Netanyahu, and you know, man, Netanyahu, he don't play with these goddamn man. He don't play with these American people. He got no respect for that. He was going off on Hillary Clinton. Y'all remember that? He was going off on Hillary Clinton's ass. But they played a video. It looked like he was at home around some other people, but they was translating. He was talking about how he can't really stand America, and he was talking about how stupid and dumb these damn American presidents were, and all of this shit. And no, that's the same guy who who's been brought up on war crimes and all of this shit and all kind of stuff, and who still ain't in, who still the president or prime minister or whatever, and still in power, is not in jail, but he's been already brought up on all kind of corrupt charges. Damn, y'all talk about Trump, goddamn the Teflon Don. No, Netanyahu is. Yeah.
You know this fool graduated from high school over here in Philly?
Who, Netanyahu?
Yeah.
It's a real major connection, man. It's the game we got to learn that's being played on American people. That's why they support them, man. Because, hell, they running this shit. Like they call it Hollywood, Jewhood. It was some rabbis I was even listening to, and he talked about how a lot of the younger people now don't want basically have anything to do basically with Judaism, but they're still claiming to be Jews. But like I said, they like the Hollywood lifestyle and all of that stuff. They'll just use it, you know, just to, you know, like I said, you know, like that car to get in the doors for stuff, certain stuff, but they don't want anything to do with the real Judaism or, you know, how living according to Torah, none of that stuff. They don't want nothing to do with that. And they said, those are the people you basically see that run the Hollywood and this, that, and another. And you'd be like, damn, but Jews, why they promote all this crazy shit in the music? And, you know, that's because y'all saying they're Jews, but they're not basically, as they would say, what we claim, religious Jews.
Yeah, a lot of them, majority of them is like that. Mm-hmm. Majority of them like that. That's why I say, you know, and I even met a white girl some years ago who I was talking to. She was Jewish, but she was Muslim. And I looked at her, I said, what kind of shit is this you talking? And, yeah, she was actually, it was a white Jewish girl who used to, and she was, you know, grew up and all that, you know. And like I said, she kind of threw me off guard because I was telling her, you know, we got on religion because, you know, I've always used to talk about religion and shit. I always do. And I told her I was practicing Sunni Islam for over 6 years, but I was raised Judeo-Christianity. And she said, well, I'm Jewish too, but I practice Islam. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, and she even married an Arab too. Yeah. And she was, I'm being serious, I was just like thrown off guard by that shit. Like, at that time, I was like, wow. I had just stopped practicing Islam and was getting back into the, you know, the Bible and all that. And, yeah.
Well, the dude whoever married her, he probably wanted to convert her into a Muslim because of the Muslims, you know, standards or whatever, right? Don't they supposed to convert their wife into Islam if they're going to marry him? And she says she a back to Islam or a Muslim now, so, right? Ain't that what happened, you think?
Yeah. Ain't you a Muslim, the Nation of Islam?
Oh, I'm not any denomination or anything. I'm a spiritual being. I'm just, you know, spiritual.
You was Muslim at one time. I remember we even did a show where you were standing up for Farad Muhammad. You remember that, Ariel?
See, he's standing up for Farad.
You know,
yeah,
I'm a friend.
He took his
shahada. I'm a friend to most religions, so yeah.
Damn.
But you remember that? Because me, when he first started coming up here, you remember that, Ariad? We was going at his ass. He was like, Rob, my nigga. Like, you know, I had to pull out my old supreme wisdom. I was like, what the fuck,
right,
nigga?
That's right. That's what it's all about. But like I said, you know, huh? I'm a friend of all religions and most movements and most religions I'm affiliated with, like, or I'm very friendly with and adapt to most things that are
for a good cause.
Hmm.
But she was in the Nation too, right? At one time.
Oh no! I'm a friend. I'm like a secret. I'm a secret Muslim.
So you pretty much a clandestine Muslim.
I'm a secret weapon.
God damn!
Put it
case a clandestine.
So yeah. Now you're a clandestine, ain't you?
I don't even know what you mean.
You know what clandestine means.
No, I don't. I told you what my definition of what I am and what it is that, you know, I'm one of the...
You're confused.
I'm one of the ones that, you know...
You go to the class,
I'm one of the ones
that's
unseen weapon, you know, unseen.
Nah, you one of the niggas that go to the class with a fez on, and you go to an Israelite with a Star of David on, and when you just like Apostle Paul. You just
damn,
to everybody.
I was just thinking about that when you were saying it. I said, damn, Apostle Paul.
Yeah, he Apostle
everything
Paul.
To everybody. You just like Farrakhan. That's what Farrakhan said, the same shit. Everything to everybody.
I don't follow behind Farrakhan, and you know I don't know too much of what Paul said, but I'm living in my days and time, in my time and space, and I am. So that's it. You know, like I'm affiliated with a lot of different groups that accept me as a friend, and I just appreciate it. You know, I shine wherever I can.
So are you a Mason?
No, sir.
Well, we know how to test them out. We're going to send them over there to the Taliban. We're going to see what they say about them.
He don't put his turban on.
Jeez, he's going to hear up.
Hey, where's Alpha Male? I heard he was in here.
And you know where Alpha Male is. I don't know those y'all talk all the time.
Yeah, he's sitting back chilling. He on the line. His line over. He'll jump in when he get ready to jump in. You know how Alpha Male is. He's a sniper. He's waiting on the right moment.
He's cool, brother.
Yeah, you know Alpha, that sniper. He chill. But he that sniper. He's waiting on the right shot. So you just watch it.
I was even saying you about. You know, how I won't even have, you know, talk about what it, you know, how he chimed in about America taking that vote and vetoing that vote and everything. I want him to win that. I want to hear that baritone voice go ahead and bring it forward.
That don't sound right, Justice. That ain't sound right. I want to hear that baritone voice. Hey, I know you used to
hear
Michelle Obama.
You know, Michelle Obama, she's all right. She's all right, I tell you. She
got that like baritone voice, too.
No, she's sweet. She said to me, she said, "You're not getting tired out there, are you?" I said, "No." I didn't know what to say. I was like, And then she says, "We're going to need you for the general election." And I was like, "Okay." She's like, "Okay." And so and we she took my hand, and then the photographers took the picture. And I put my other hand around her hip. Right? And I was like, wow, this is real close to like almost the behind almost, you know, because you could feel it because she got – You know, she's kind of built. So you're not like a man. He's like, y'all like to think, but she's well put together. You know, she's not fat, all like that. See her running around the White House.
So you
she's
just a like the rapper
lady. Chingy. She's a sexy lady.
You just like the rapper Chingy. You know the Chingy?
No, sir.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, they were there for me. They called it. They said it's all right. Yeah. Oh, hey, brother, before we get too deep, I wanted to throw this in here because I said I was going to play this on the show. And I want us to check out something. Dave, you know, we did the show last night, brothers and sisters who are there. Y'all didn't catch it last night, our YouTube channel. I did a show, but Dave, we had already talked about this privately, about, you know, our direction and how we fit into this thing, paradigm. And so we did a show last night, we was talking about how we are not affiliated for Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. Now, we're not affiliated with this so-called Hebrew Israelite movement. And said for the record, though, we're not saying that probably we're not Hebrew Israelites or whatnot or Israelites. We're saying we're not affiliated with this so-called movement. And we explained in that because of a lot of the, you know, the things that they're the doctrine they're espouse and a lot of other stuff, far as primarily talking about this what they call the Black Liberation Theology or this identity doctrine. And we just saying, hey, man, we're not affiliated with that. So we're to put that out because when people see our videos primarily on YouTube and might think, oh, them some Hebrew Israelites or them some. No, hell no. We ain't affiliated. We don't teach none of that foolishness that they teach. We don't subscribe to all of that racial. Now, we do say y'all heard the evolution of us at one time. We did. I want to put that out there as well. But I want to show y'all something. Is this, if y'all heard this and from somebody talking about, well, how could y'all follow? I'm going to play a song here. This is the intro of an Israelite group, well-known Israelite group, the intro of one of their shows. Now, they talk about we got to bring people to the back to the law, statutes, and commandments of the Most High and this, that, and another. And they claim to be the home of the truth. Y'all, if y'all ain't, you know, with us as Israelites, y'all ain't real Israelites and all of this. But y'all hold y'all ears, sisters, out there. But I want to play this because I got to play this to show y'all. This is not a real representation. And I see why a lot of people run from a lot of the things sometimes with so-called Israelites. And don't want nothing to do with it. And it's a damn shame. But here, check this out, brothers and sisters. Check this out.
Fuck wrong with you, boy. You know what time it is. And watch how you step in. Yeah. But that was my name. That shit ain't gon' stop till we on top when we ballin', my nigga. We be fly as fuck, you know them bitches be stalking, my nigga. That shit ain't never changing, it's the same with all my niggas. City to city, I should be at home, that's what my real say. But bitch, I'm grown, I'm in these streets and close caption, niggas know we bout that action. If a nigga play with me, then my heart can gon' let him have it. Hey, make you the shit, the shoot the shit. Nigga play, I let that Ruger hit. Get on them tracks, they be like, who is this? Don't rule with it, ain't got no manners. All them pussy niggas talk the shit. Yeah, I know they can't stand us, but we UPK Louisiana, bitch, that's what I'm ripping. And my niggas solid number, real ones in my section. If you wanna get down, put your boots on, start stepping. Brotherhood is a weapon.
That's enough, y'all. Goddamn, I can't take no more. Now, I don't, I mean, I really can't tell y'all the difference damn near between Yo Gotti. I never listened to NBA Young Boys. I don't know what the hell he sound like, but just some people talk about NBA Young Boy and who all the other damn thug rappers are. That is the group called ISUPK. And that's some of their soldiers or whoever. I don't know the name of the guy who wrote that, who did that song. But that's a lot of their music. It's like that. And y'all hear how he said his mate, I mean, what does he call him? His re-up say he need to stay out of them streets. Bitch, I'm grown. Excuse my language. Talking about this shooting Glocks and this, that, and another. And see how they talk about black sisters. My black sisters out there. Y'all see how they talk about y'all? Because they ain't talking to the Latinos and the Puerto Rican women like that. They talking about you black sisters out there. Because they talk bad about y'all. But you do. Would y'all follow a group like that? Would y'all follow anybody who trying to tell you a bit about the Bible? Would y'all want to follow a group like that when y'all hear that music like that? But that's their radio show that comes on. That's how they come on playing like music like that. That's how they come on. And it was another one, but hell, all of them just talk about these B's, these H's. I mean, what's the difference between that right there? That's not, you are not, God, I don't even know how to start, y'all. This is nowhere representing, as y'all supposed to be saying, represent the Most High. This is why we have to say here at Liberation Tabernacle, y'all, we ain't, and that's not them, just only them. There's plenty more out there. But this is why we have to say here, we're not affiliated with that, man. We ain't got nothing to do with that so-called movement, not none whatsoever. That's why we have to say that. We have to put that on record. That's our disclaimer. We ain't got nothing to do with them. Not that movement. No, we ain't got nothing to do with that. Because we see a bigger picture with what this whole thing is about. We ain't with that. That's a damn disgrace. They ain't number damn thugs that's just with the Bible in their hand. They ain't number damn gangsters with Bible in their hand. Pretending. Just like you talk about, oh, damn, that's a good one. Just like the Orthodox Jews was talking about how the Zionists is hiding or pretending to be Jews. That's exactly what they are doing. That's exactly what they are doing. That's it. That's all he's doing. Pretenders. Perpetrating a fraud. It's an elder, one of the elders, she was saying to, let me pull that comment out that she was saying when she was talking about my on the video. And she said something, man, about that. Let me see, damn, what did I do with that comment? Because she was saying, because she's trying to learn. But she was saying, as my brother Alpha Male was even saying, bringing it out. It's like it's confusing sometime about this type of thing. You know, who's what, so-and-so. But as my sister was saying, she made a comment. She was talking about, I feel like people are truly seeking Yah. Those camps are confusing people with the false doctrines in their teaching. They truly are. She said, let me go back to the other part. She said, another thing, a lot of these camps are using the teaching about multiple wives is just to engage in lustful ways and control. Mm. Yeah. Like I told the sister, I said, yeah, they're right, sister. That just they try to use that polygamy and all of that stuff just so they can so-called legitimize having side pieces. That's all it is. That's just a legal way damn near for them to try to justify having side pieces. That's it. That's it. That's all they're doing. But I would not follow y'all. That I might as well stay in the damn street. Stay out there in the street thugging myself. Listen to stuff like that. All they do is you see them on their videos, their classes. What are they sitting there doing, bro, Dave? They drinking cognac, vodka, all of that hard liquor as they so-called teaching the Bible. But, Brother Dave, you know, I just thought about something. But let us cover our head, have our head covered while we reading the scriptures. You know, they'll tell us we're not supposed to have our head covered while we reading the scriptures. But you sitting there drinking goddamn cognac, Jack Daniels, all that hard liquor. Why are you reading the scripture?
Bruh, you telling me that Hebrew Israelites be drinking hard liquor and stuff?
Bruh, all you got to do is watch IGPK. Watch their videos. Watch their videos,
hey.
Bruh. Go ahead, Dave.
Bruh, I thought that they did anything. No, sir.
They'll tell you they don't smoke weed, but you sitting there drinking, what's his name? What's the dude's name? General, not General Hunter. He do it too. But this is the other one. I can't think of his name.
No, not him.
It's the other general. He's a real dog skin dude. I can't. Yeah, I don't like that dude. His energy. Yeah, him. I got the best cognac. Bruh, I promise you, they be sitting there drinking big ass bottles, Justin. I'm gonna send you a picture of it. You gotta see, watch the video.
I would think that they would frown on that. I mean, just me.
Bro, they do that while they on their video, while they talking, having their radio shows and be reading the Bible, drinking this stuff, man. But they tell us we not supposed to cover our heads. But anywhere you look, anywhere in ancient pictures of the biblical Israelites or whatnot, and it's reading it, it's in the Bible as well, they have their head covered. But they tell you because they get their shit from Paul, though. We not supposed to have our head covered. But you can sit there and drink this hard-ass liquor. Why are you doing that? You see what I'm saying? Ain't nothing like they used to tell me. Ain't them ain't number thugs. That's what they used to always tell me, man. Them ain't number goddamn gangsters. But go ahead, Dave.
Hey, so that song you was playing, you know, it's like you heard them talk about bitches and all that shit. Mm-hmm. And about how Mashiach is the weapon and all that. Now, listen at this.
Yes, sir.
Something you was talking about earlier, you brought up about them being with not really going against a lot of the women from other nations. See, this is the thing, and I've been saying this shit for the longest, and Moray already got to testify to this. These guys, like, real talk, they use the 12 tribe tribe just to bring in women from other nations. That's not those Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, Dominicans. And I'm going to tell you something, I have plenty of friends who are Spanish and from Spanish countries and places like that.
I know you do. I know you do.
I do. Listen, no, shut the fuck up, Justice. Listen at this. Because we know you Puerto Rican, too. They ain't, and I'm being serious with you, that's nowhere in the Bible. I can't find Puerto Rico as Ephraim nowhere. I can't find Cuba, it being Manasseh. I've been down this road. I can't find Haiti as Levi. You mean tell me if Haitians is Levi, that means Moses is Haitian. I can't find it nowhere. I can't. When we're looking at this 12 tribe cut, and they're saying Puerto Ricans and all these people and all that is in the Torah, they are fucking misleading y'all. They want some Spanish pussy. I'm just put it out there like that.
Yeah,
that's all they want. And I'm gonna tell you something. Here in Virginia, in the last couple of months, ever since they've been opening up the borders and all that for these people to come in here, I've been noticing I ain't seen nothing but brothers with Spanish women.
Mm-mm.
It used to be a time where I would see black men, black women, at least one or two couples. I don't see that no more. So I'm noticing that it's a trend that these brothers have knowledge of self doing this. I'm being serious. Half these brothers, you talk to some of these guys that married Spanish women. They always in some kind of school of thought. They always. And you ask them why you're interracial marriage. Well, they black. They always justify this shit. And I'm being said, they ain't nowhere in the Torah. There's no way. There's no... I'm just saying. They have an issue with accepting white people as Jewish people. They have a problem accepting white Jewish people. But then they go accept Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, Dominicans. You know, and they could be literally fucking white from over there. Let's look at it, Ari. The rapper Daddy Yankee, Charlie Sheen, is Mexican. Daddy Yankee is Puerto Rican. You go look at the reggaeton rapper Evie Queen. She's like a fake ass little Kim. And she, I don't know, she might be transgender. She looked like a nigga in a wig. But these are all three of these people are Latino entertainers. They are white. But if you take them to the ICPK, any of these kind of IUIC, they'll say they Israelites just because they got a father from Puerto Rico, just because they got a father from Mexico, just because they got a father from Cuba somewhere. I'm gonna tell you something. There's white people over there. So if a white man, I know plenty of white people over here, same skin color, they will not accept them, but they will accept white people from other countries. That this has got to stop. These people ain't just because your father is from Puerto Rico, just because your father from Mexico, just because your father from, don't mean that they got Israelites in them. And that's how they say, oh, well, if your father Puerto Rican, you an Israelite. What the fuck? Really? Well, how about this? John B. is a white man from America. I'm pretty sure the singer John B. got some black in him because he sounds soulful. Can he be an Israelite? They'll say hell no. But they'll go take a white man from a Spanish country and claim him. See what I'm saying? It's terrible. But they'll cuss Eminem out. Oh, Eminem is trying to act like a black man. Well, can we accept Eminem? Can we accept Tina Marie? See what I'm saying, Ariel? Are you still there?
Yes, sir.
They won't accept them, but they'll accept a white man, white person from another country. Something wrong with this. But that's why I say Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. We don't play that shit over here. Excuse my language, but we don't play that because I'm gonna tell you something. If a white Jewish man came to our tabernacle, Rabbi Tovia Singer, I'm not gonna turn him away because he has probably more knowledge than some of them niggas in them camps. You see what I'm saying? Rabbi Tovia Singer and taught me and Maury Ariat more than Tazariat.
Shit. Yeah, you don't get nothing from them, bro.
These niggas has got Eminem and a do-rag and a damn Star David. Oh, you're Israelite, daddy from Mexico. Well, yeah, okay, how about this then? Screech from Saved by the Bell, he got an afro. He an Israelite.
Just
how about this?
Not Screech.
He got a little afro. He got some Israelite blood in him. Yeah, yes, you want... Yeah, I'm just saying, he might got some Israelite blood in him. Shit, the damn painter, what is that painter back in the day that used to have that afro? What is that white dude with that afro? What was that? That Bob something? I forgot his name. But he used to have that afro. And he used to paint, right? Yeah. What was that white man with the afro?
It was Bob something, but yeah, you're right. He had a big afro.
He had an afro. He got Israelite blood in him. Yeah, he an Israelite.
Yeah, his afro was red, though. It was like red and black. It wasn't like a black drawing. It was red.
I don't know.
He an Israelite. He an Israelite justice.
All right. Whatever the case.
If these one West camps will sell white boys from Mexico and white boys from Puerto Rico, then guess what? We can sell white boys from over here in the camps. How about that?
It's kind of confusing because back in the day, they would say the Jewish people, the ones that walked around in New York with the big black hat, or I mean, maybe a little kufi on or whatever they got in the black clothes, they had on the black clothes, they would often say that they weren't white, that they were Jews, and they didn't consider themselves as white people. So that's, you know, but I think that now that has changed, I think. Am I right? Somebody clear that up for me.
Yeah, some of them still, yeah, some of them still would kind of say that we Jewish. Yes, you know, yeah, they kind of say, well, we Jewish or whatnot. Yeah,
yeah.
And that's almost like their nationality. Okay, I don't know him.
Yeah, you know my mom
Justice Bob Ross. Yeah, the dude used to paint. But then you remember Welcome Back Carter. Didn't he have an afro?
Yeah, man, this shit is crazy. But like I said, man, we looking at it because what we're just trying to say is, again, it's like a conflict of interest. It's like you're trying to tell people how they got to live righteously and all of this, but we look at you, listen to that music and like your actions, it don't line up, bro. It don't line up to what you're claiming to be promoting. It's like, again, that's why we say they always talking about, and we're seeing, okay, we're seeing what's happening in our community, so-called black communities. But all of your messages is about something about the goddamn white man. It's like Malcolm kind of said before, man, damn, we got to get ourselves straight. Worry about yourself. You try so busy trying to make the so-called white man change that what about your brothers them out here doing the shit they doing? What about them? You so concerned about what the white man, he's evil, he's wicked. Okay, well, whatever he is then. So, okay. But what about that evil-ass black man, their black brother did, that's ready to blow your brains out and kill you and rob and stab? For a matter of fact, we bring this out. The Kansas City parade, the Kansas City Chief parade, there was a 23-year-old and an 18-year-old. It was a group of them that got the shooting and shit that was at that parade, had people, you know, scattering everywhere. A lot of people got hurt. That was brothers doing that was involved in that. And that same day, there was somewhere in Atlanta, there was a shooting down in Atlanta that happened. I seen somewhere else. My wife was saying it was a young brother that was somewhere. He just went into a place. Excuse me, y'all. He went into a place and just opened fire. He just said, I just randomly just wanted to shoot up some folks. He just randomly, what the hell going on with the black folks now, especially these black teenagers? See, we should be more concerned, because that's what you're claiming to be, here to liberate black people and get black people, y'all claim, back to the law, statute, and commandments, and all of this is what they claiming. But your messages don't seem to be targeted towards so-called black community. Only thing you're doing is feeding them a lot of emotionalism stuff that's talking about what somebody else did to you. Like I said, keeping you traumatized. We know what so-called white folks have done. We know that. God damn, we get it. We get it, y'all. Y'all been talking about this shit forever. It's plenty of y'all groups. Y'all talking about it. We understand that. We get it. God damn. But what can we do, though, to fix our condition? Brothers and sisters who out here sprung out on drugs, sisters out here prostituting and all type of shit, molesting children, what can we do to fix them? That's what we got to be concerned. That's for you to claim to be Israelites and you have the truth. What can you do to fix those black people then? Because that's what they claim. We're here to fix black people. How? By constantly telling them about the fucking Klan is this, the skinhead is this. That ain't fixing them. Hell, they know that shit. They can figure that shit out on their own. But how is that fixing them? Only thing you doing is you're getting a lot of people, like I said again, they keep people fixated on. It's like I tell you, I always keep telling y'all about that victim goddamn mentality. That's all they do. You can't, and I always keep showing y'all, telling y'all this shit here, brothers. Pay attention. They never, them groups as well. That's why I say they are liberal, they fucking selves. They on the Democratic goddamn payroll. Because why you said it, Aria? Because you will never hear them pointing out again, just like the other black voters who vote for the Democratic Party. You will really never hear them point out the bullshit that goes on with the Democratic Party. That's actually the ones that's actually bringing all that those plagues to the black community. You don't hear them talk about that. You don't hear them pointing out the shit that we came in and talking about Joe Biden doing this, how he fucking up this. They would pull out a shit about Donald Trump this, Donald Trump that. He's a racist this. Instead of the people who's and most of them probably living in Democratic cities, instead of pointing out the issues, what's going on with the people there, they so-called leaders in their area, they won't do it. Why? It's like, it almost would be like Black Lives Matter talking against George Soros. Don't bite the hand that feeds you. Because they know that's who they get their paycheck from. Yeah, a lot of them getting their 501c3s. Y'all know they get that goddamn money. That's why they're not really going to speak to the issues that's really going to solve the problems of black people. They just like these goddamn politicians. That's all. They're just going to feed you enough emotionalism to get you to keep on supporting them, watch their video channels, and probably get some of y'all to join their groups. That's it. And all you're going to keep on getting fed is the white man. And I don't give a fuck about it. Excuse my language. Y'all know I'm getting flat-footed tonight. We're getting a little bit too raw for me. I'm getting a little bit too raw. My bad, y'all. I don't give a goddamn about this so-called white man, the Chinese man, the green man, the hell, whoever, man. I don't give a damn about him. You know what? I'm so busy focused on basically me and my family. I don't give a fuck about what he's doing. Half of the time when you thinking that he's going to try, you'll be paranoid like a mother sucker. It's like almost thinking about the men in black coming to get you. You so fucking paranoid, you just, oh, man, goddamn, look at Illuminati. Oh, goddamn, I thought you're so paranoid. You would think every white person is out to fucking get you when sometimes they'll be trying to help you out. You're so fucking paranoid. That motherfucking devil, what are you trying to do? He's trying to set me up. But it'd be that Negro come around here and steal all your shit. See, that's how they have you victimized. Look, I ain't like Brother Dr. King said. Yeah, judge a person by the content of their character. Because like, as I said again, y'all, I said this all the time. I got to keep reiterating this. Elijah Muhammad had you so fixated on the white man being the devil. But at the same time, Dave just said this other day on his video. As the same time he telling you that the goddamn white man is the devil, he taking money from a Texas billionaire, H.L. Hunt. Why, like you said, Dave, what you say, Dave? If he's the devil, why you taking his damn money then? Why you taking money for the devil? If he's the devil. Huh? Because was not H.L. Hunt a devil? So why were you taking money from him? Well, I know Elijah, you dead now, but why was he taking fucking money from him? Malcolm started exposing that as well. So again, a lot of them, they keep bullshitting y'all, man. Don't get caught up in their fucking game. Realize and learn this shit, man. It's like we talk about these black power groups. They talk all this black power this, and like they ain't, I'm not advocating violence, but they ain't sprung on the Klan yet, y'all. They ain't hit one of the Klan members in the fucking jaw yet. They ain't caught David Duke and kicked his ass yet. They, you were just talking about the dude, what's his name, George Zimmerman. They ain't whooped his ass dead damn thing yet. All they do is bullshit. But I tell you what, they'll kick me and Dave ass. They catch us out because we saying something about it. They'll whoop our ass. But they ain't going to do nothing to the goddamn ones who they claiming to be the damn devil. You know what they going to say, though? They're going to do a Farrakhan on your ass. We just going to wait to Christ. Christ going to get them. Christ going to get them when he come back. That's what they going to do. That's what they going to do, like justice or else. That's what they going to do.
Yes, hey, Maureen, Aria, that shit you were just saying, I don't know if you remember some years ago when and I know, I'm glad you mentioned something about, we were talking about the white, how people say how the Jewish people are the best lawyers because they study Torah. Now, I'll tell you how Malik Zulu-Shabazz ain't win no fucking cases. Now, listen at this. I'm glad you mentioned that about how they'll kick our ass. before black organization will kick our asses for anybody else. But it's not this. And y'all can look this up. The man who founded the National Black Front, who was one of the original members of the Black Panthers in New York, Daruba Ben Wahad. I don't know if any of y'all know who that is, but
no,
he
sir.
Was one of the original. Go look his name up, Daruba Ben Wahad. He was one of the original Panthers in New York with a Fini Shakur, and he started the Liberation Army, I want to say it is. But he, okay, so you know how a lot of the old Panthers, they don't agree with a lot of that shit that the new Black Panthers and all them Crystal Muhammads and all those people, they don't agree with none of that shit.
That's right.
So let's get this. Brother Daruba Ben Wahad, he went to one of Malik Zuhushabaz and Black Panthers some years ago. And he just wanted to question them about, you know, just some how different they were. You know, he was just like, you know, y'all talk all this black power shit, all this kill this, kill that, but y'all don't do shit. We were about breakfast programs, tutoring. We did this, we did that. And he was just comparing it with Malik Zuhushabaz. Do you know Malik Zuhushabaz had sent a group of Panthers? They held this guy down, whooped his ass. I'm talking blood, concussion. There's a video of this brother in the hospital. This brother was in his 70s, 80s. You know, this brother, you know, Daruba Ben Wahad, look him up. I don't know. I think he might have died last year. But, yeah, the Panthers, Malik Zuhushabaz, you know how we were talking about how these groups are ran by thugs?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
They whooped the old 70-year-old man's ass. See, he was one of, he just like, you know, just wanted to say, yeah, he was just saying, look, y'all don't do like we did back in the day. They whooped his ass.
I think
yeah,
I remember that now.
Yeah, whooped his ass. Brother ain't do nothing but just was like, yo, why don't y'all do like we did back in the day? Why y'all just out here spewing rhetoric and bullshit that y'all don't do? That kicked his ass, and this is our elder. He was just like, yo, why don't y'all do what we did? And y'all really about that life. They took Malik Zuhushabaz. Go get Wahad. Go get that nigga. Had brothers whooped his ass. Malik and them held the nigga down, whooped his ass. The brother had the little wrap around his head. They gave the brother a concussion. Brother had two blood clots coming out of his head. Yeah.
I remember that now you're talking about it. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. These niggas, and what you were just saying, how they'll whoop our ass, they sure would. They sure would. I'm telling you, some black people are the fucking devil, man. I know we say, yeah, I know they say the white men devil, but no, black men are devil. Black people are devil. I know y'all going to give me all kinds of Jesse Lee Peterson type memes and all that shit.
Not just
y'all
me.
Gonna call me probably, yeah, y'all gonna call me Uncle Ruffins, but goddamn, I'm just saying, black people are black people might be our enemies. White people ain't our enemies. It's these things, man. Y'all got it. These are your real enemies. Y'all, these people won't do shit. Like you were saying, they won't do shit to no Klan. When George Floyd got killed, let me tell you something, them niggas did protests, they did all this shit. They ain't kicked out, they ain't go to none of them police, they ain't go to Derek Chauvin. They ain't whoop Derek Chauvin ass. Eric Garner got chokehold. They ain't do nothing to that man that did that shit to him. Nothing. But they got Malcolm, though. They got Khalid. They got what is that one brother's name? They made that movie about him a couple of months ago, about a year or two ago. That he was a Panther back in the 60s. What is his damn name?
Fred Hampton.
They got Fred Hampton, but they ain't trying to get nobody else in. They ain't trying to get these A-Rabs that lock your ass in the stove. Hey, shit. Hey, Ari, I'm going to put something out there. Now, there's two different Malik Zulu Shabazzes, right? There's a brother in Detroit named Malik Shabazz. He ran the Panthers in Detroit. Not the attorney Malik, but the other Malik.
Big old dude.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. About 2 years ago, there was this black disabled boy went in an Arab store, and the Arab accused this boy of stealing. The Arab locked this little disabled boy up in the store, whooped his ass or whatever. They called police, locked the boy up. Do you know this Malik Shabazz motherfucker went with his fat ass to four big motherfuckers with him, cussed the Arab out. They ain't hurt the Arab not one bit. Not one bit. They sitting up there, why would you do this to the brother? Like, what the fuck? Y'all took all this shit. Y'all ain't whooping no ass. they ain't whooping not one ass. Not one. They ain't lay a finger on the Arab. The Arab was talking all kinds of shit to him. And they was still being pleased with the motherfucker.
And you know what, Shalak, you know why too? You know they not gonna do shit because they sitting there filming this shit. That's how you know they ain't gonna do shit. It's just some shit to promote and post on social media. Because if you don't whoop his ass, you wouldn't be filming the motherfucker because you don't want no evidence. Only evidence he might have his own goddamn camera, his surveillance camera in the store. But you're not going to be filming the motherfucking shit yourself because you finna tear his ass up.
Yeah.
That's how you know they bullshitting.
Yeah. And you know what? And the Hebrew Israelites do the same shit. Sit up there, stand on the corner, cuss white people out. They ain't doing nothing. Like one hand on the motherfucker. They got all this hatred and for white people. They don't do that. They don't do that. That's why I said I'm done with that black shit. I'm done with it. It's this black power shit. It's got to go. And justice. I know you love Al Sharpton, but that nigga can go to hell.
Al
Sharpton might as well just take his ass back under the hair dryer. But ain't nobody got time for that nigga. Eli will just go ahead and get Stacey Adams shined up and be a damn good looking nigga, because that's what all he's doing in front of the camera is smiling and trying to look good for shit.
And
that nigga ain't shit.
He was the original big perm. Now he lit worm. Now the skin ass,
yeah.
The lit worm.
Yeah, motherfucker. He got the same hell do Michelle Obama got justice. That's why you liked it, Nick.
Hell no. Goddamn.
Come on, man. Like,
and Michael Jackson.
The man said he... The man shot himself after James Brown. Remember?
That nigga got his hair like Michael Jackson and Michelle Obama. They got the same damn hairstyle.
Well, maybe now, but he used to wear his hair like James Brown. So he might be wearing a slick back a little more, you know, some of what you say, but he's all right. But, you know, I hear what you were saying, though. It seems that in our people, there seems to be people who rebel more than the majority of us. So if we ever had that, and it was from a tribe where you know, this information known about the person to be wicked and that he may have been of our particular persuasion or even race or genotype. So I'm just saying, if someone was to take on that and then their offsprings to be on the planet as well, and they have that certain rebellious spirit to them, could that have come back from all the way from Nimrod's times and, you know, what they said about Nimrod and how he was and maybe his offspring and the people who, you know, was in their division or wherever it was, they just maybe went across the whole world, you know, confusing things and causing havoc and bringing forth like a hell state on, you know, on the planet versus what maybe previously was in place before anybody decided to do something that was different than the rest of the wise scientists, you know, maybe have agreed that, you know, wouldn't be a good idea to do. And so what can you say about that, you know, either of you brothers?
Well, I don't know too much about the Nimrod. I mean, where you going with the Nimrod? I just say, what we're saying here, here's in a nutshell what we're saying. It seems like we're bashing black people. No, it's not what we're doing. Hell, we ain't no goddamn. Like they said, we sit there and call us coon. What we're just trying to do is make you realize. It's like the people you thought, like when people might have been saying that about Dr. King, them calling them coons and all that back in the day. But they were getting things done, trying to get things done, basically on a politically. But you had people running around here, I'm black and I'm proud. What were they actually getting done? What do we see that they acted? See, what we gotta see is what tangibles that benefited our people. What tangibles, what legislation that was passed or whatever that was put out behind a lot of those type of things. That's what we're looking for. That's what we're looking at. So a lot of the people that, you know, the Dr. Kings and a lot of other people, they were getting things done to actually benefit the people. They didn't holler black, I'm proud and I'm all this shit and running, marching around with guns and shit. And, you know, that shit looked good, but what are you really going to get them done for the people at the end of the day? That's what's going to count. That just show and tell. That just show off shit. Because nothing got done.
You know, in hindsight, you know, we always like to go in hindsight. And the only thing I would say is that maybe equality or equal rights would have been probably the thing to go for, and maybe voting rights as well, but not integration. So I would say, yeah, go for the other things, but not integrate.
Yeah, a lot of people said integration, you know, was a bad thing. I'm not, but the thing it is, even with that though, black people the one chose to give up their shit. Even though you integrated, a lot of people, we chose to give up their shit because, like they said, man, you thought that, like people say, you think the white ice is colder than the black ice. You chose to give that up. You know, so it wasn't. So there's a lot of factors that goes into that though. It's like again. I'm going to tell y'all something, man. It's like when I got into, I even got into business management. And I'll tell you, like, sometimes we even hate on ourselves. It was a white dude got me into it. I started off like as a temporary service at a damn place. And the white manager asked me, I started off like when it was a car wash one time. I was at a temporary. Man asked me, he said, man, you know the detail cars and all? I'm like, nah, I don't know nothing about detailing cars. He said, good, I show you everything I know. Man, the white dude took me up on his wing, showed me everything. The guy who was there, he was permanent. He was in all he wanted to do. He was sitting on the job drinking beer and all that bullshit. White dude showed me I'm pinstriping cars. I'm like learning all this shit. And up, man, I became a goddamn a manager of the detail shop. Hell, I wasn't even hired on permanent yet, making more money and everything. But then they finally hired me and got me hired in. And then I went to another place. The guy that was, he was the manager. White dude was the general manager. He like, hey, look. So when he left, he told me if he didn't go somewhere or to another place, I want you to come over there with me, be my assistant manager or whatever. So, all right, cool. He said, I said, but go ahead and go on over. You get established over there, and I'm going to come over there once you get established. So when he left, they made me the general manager at the place we was at. So when he left, I went on. I stayed about a month. Then I left and came on over there. You know what I'm saying? But I did at the time. I had a badass record. I had a badass background. But he spoke up for me, got me in over there and everything, man, and, you know, started making money over there. But anyway, so when I got over there, it was a young brother at the job where I was at. Had been there like 5 years. Like, he was really hating on me and shit. Like, I was like, then one day I asked him to go do something. He wouldn't want to do it. Yeah, that attitude. And I'm like, find out, though, he got a little attitude because I came over there and got the assistant manager job. But I, like I told him, hey, bro, this motherfucking position was open before it was already open. If you wanted the job, bro, you should apply for it. Now that I come over here as a brother and I get the job, bro, don't have no attitude with me and shit, bro. You had a chance to get this job before I got over here. Don't get mad because the opportunity, I got it now. See, that's the type of shit. But again, even what I'm saying, I wouldn't have got into the management field for white bros. Pull me up and taught me this shit. And you're like, man, they just putting you just like over plantation. That's what somebody think. But this shit here was providing for my family. Like I said, I started off as a fucking temporary. I think, I don't even know if it was 725 at that time. But I started, brought me up so I can provide for my family, had a better way for my family. You know what I'm saying? It got to the point where I was making money, had started my own detail service and all that shit. But then I took that management just from there, and I moved to different forms of different management and stuff. And I learned a lot of managing skills. I used to do home-based business and all that, but it taught me how to actually, for me practicing on SoCal, as people say, the white man job, I can practice with his shit, but it teaches me how to, and management, how to operate my own now. Because I'm practicing with his. Now I know how to operate my own once I had got my own. So I was, you know, so it gave me opportunity. And even, like I said, a white dude that owned the car wash, he got me on one day. Like I told y'all, I said this several times. He was telling me another brother got killed. It was a manager. He got killed. So they had the owner pay for his funeral, and they had a funeral procession going around to all the different car washes. So we were standing out there, and the owner told me, he said, Frank, before you leave this planet, he said, before you leave this planet, you going to make a positive impact on your community in which you live. That's what he taught me and told me. Before you leave this planet, you should try to make a positive impact on your community in which you live. So goddamn so-called white boy told me that. So y'all check this out, though. This is in my motherfucking militant days. This is in my days. I'm still Nawabian, but I'm still like the white man, the devil shit. But all these fucking white pulling me up. They just said pulling me up by my bootstraps, put me in positions so I can better provide for my family. So I learned, now I got these skills and these mindsets of knowing how to handle business because somebody did. But along the way, though, I got brothers hating on me because of this. Hating on me and getting mad because of this. So, you know, that's what we're trying to say. Listen, man, sometimes y'all got to, man, I be like, man, F y'all with that bullshit, man. You know, listen, dog, I'm trying to help my family. And then, like I said, at the same time, make a positive impact on my community. But you motherfuckers hating when you had the opportunity to do this. But you sit around, you bullshitting. And come on, y'all, take advantage of these opportunities. Because you see what's happening now with these Hispanics coming in. There's a lot of we hating on that, but they taking advantage of an opportunity. I ain't really mad at them because they coming in. They taking advantage of opportunities. everywhere y'all seen now in Memphis, they got taco, well, I don't know what they call them, taco reels or taco trucks and shit like that everywhere now. Why are you seeing a lot of black folks don't want to fucking, basically want to get out and work, want to do shit no more. Sit around and smoke motherfucking weed all goddamn day. Yeah, I said it. Smoking weed and all that bullshit and complaining all fucking day long. See, that's a lot of this shit is our problem. It's our fault. We're giving up shit. And then you complaining when somebody else is coming, taking advantage of an opportunity when the opportunity has already been there for you. Sometimes it ain't easy. It's the opportunities that ain't going to be easy for you. Anybody just going to hand it out to you. Yes, you're going to have some struggles. Yes, you might go through some discrimination, racism shit. But still, you got to keep fighting. How is it that I got to keep saying, man, how is it that our ancestors during the real hard time of slavery, Jim Crow, and all of this shit, that they achieved some things, brothers and sisters? They achieved, like I said, we always talk about Black Wall Street. How did they achieve these things for themselves in the heart of racism when we got them and got all the opportunities? There ain't nobody really messing with you like that. And but you sitting around, he ain't got shit. Like they say, a pot to piss in and a wonder to throw out of it. You got half of these folks don't want to sit around. They waiting on the government to take care of. The government tell they going to give you an extra food stamp. Fuck that, girl. I ain't working. I'm going to get these motherfucking checks. I'm going to have me an extra baby so I can get an extra $500 a month from the government. The daddy Democrats going to take care of me. But then when they cut your shit off, it's like I seen somewhere in some housing, they're giving people vouchers and they kicking them out. They tell them, y'all got to get the hell out of here. And now they crying like, well, they shut down our apartments. They bringing in all the immigrants. Well, you won't have to worry about that. You laying off and thinking the government going to take care of you. So, yeah, when you let the government take care of you like that, they can tell you to get the F out any goddamn time you want to. You can't bite the hand that feeds you, can you? See, that's what you laying around, letting them take care of you. Dependent. You being dependent. It's like a child. You dependent on your mom and daddy because you can't do for yourself. When you're young, you're too young. So you just got to depend on them. So y'all dependent. You grown-ass folk depending on the government to give you shit. Y'all like it when them motherfuckers like in California. We're going to pay the residents $2,000 a month or $5,000 a month just to stay at home and don't work. Like, damn, for real? Fuck working. I'm going to get this goddamn money from the government. Then you never know. That's a trick one of these motherfucking days. The government going to tell you what to do. It's just like the welfare system. Okay, yeah, we'll give you all this money. But, wait. You can't have no husband in the home. What? I can't have no husband? No. I know you got four or five babies by dude. He can't stay here. You got to get the fuck out of here. You want this money, don't you? Yeah, but he got to get the fuck out of here. We come over here and do a check on your house. We better not catch no tennis shoes in this motherfucker. Y'all remember how they had that going around checking? They be looking to see in the men tennis shoes. Hey, wait a minute. Where them shoes come from? That's my baby daddy's shoes. Where he at? Checking the closets and shit, making sure ain't no dude in the house. We're going to put your ass out. We catch a dude up in his house. All that old shit. See, that's what, brothers and sisters, we got to do better than this shit. And but you get mad when somebody else jumped the fence and now they taking advantage of opportunities. I ain't mad. I ain't mad at nobody who want to have a better way of life. I just hate the way that these crazy-ass Democrats, the way they doing it, though. That's the point I'm talking about that I have a problem with, not the people themselves. It's sad that the shit they got to go through, even they being crammed up in these damn shelters. That's pitiful. I like my little privacy, y'all, but that's some pitiful shit. I've been in jail. I already know how that shit is. You crammed in a goddamn dorm. I was one time in jail when we was in a dorm, 250-some people in one big-ass dorm. And I can imagine how these people are, hundreds upon hundreds of people, man, in these places. No privacy. But this is what they're willing to do because they're thinking they're going to come to America, have a better way of life, and not knowing that somebody's just using them as a pawn in the goddamn game. But for them, it's better than where they come from. Being in some of those shelters to them is better than where the hell they came from. It's a sad thing, brothers and sisters, what we're seeing. The sad things, the state of affairs, what we're seeing. That's why we're seeing a lot of civil unrest all over the world. France, they cutting up in France, and there was another place where the farmers been cutting up. I forgot what is that. It's just, but black, so-called black Americans, black, whatever you want to call yourself, we got to damn do better for sure, man. There's no goddamn way our ancestors who came up deep out of slavery was damn near doing better than some of our people doing. And we supposed to be fucking free. They looking probably, whatever they, you know, where they go in the ethereal world, the heavens, as they say, well, they looking at us like, man, what the hell are y'all doing down there? Can I go back down there and show them what the hell to do, like they said Abraham? Can I just go back down there and show them what to do? Let me show them how to do this here. No, you can't go back down there. You had your chance. No, just let them do what they do.
It's different times now. If they did come back, they'd be up against all kinds of things. They'd be
What they gonna be up against, Justice? Ain't no fucking slavery like that. What they gonna be up against? We ain't slaves no more. They was up against slavery, Justice. Madam C.J. Walker was up against some real bullshit. We ain't up against that. So what would they be up against that we got? What would they be up against?
They fought the fight that they had to fight in the time they lived. Now, if they came back now, the fight would be different, and it would probably be something that would be overwhelming to them, like say the LGBT thing and the trans people reading stories to our children, you know. And
homosexuals been around. That ain't nothing new. Homosexuals was back then. Shit, they had the homosexual slave master. So LGBT been around back then. So I mean, that ain't nothing new.
Yeah,
we just
but
see it
out
on television and shit being promoted and pushed. Hell, they
like our young
was
men
white man.
Wrong.
You had all that shit in Rome every day and Greece all day long. So you know that's nothing new.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but the fight is like the boys is feminized. A lot of these girls now are acting like boys, and the boys acting like girls. I mean, don't you think that would be like a fight for some of these people? You know, back in the day, if they was to be able to come back.
That ain't shit. That ain't shit compared to when you being strapped down and get your ass beat with bull whips and you got to stand out in this hot ass field all day picking cotton. That just a sexual, like I said, that was already going on. That just a sexual perversion thing. But when you got to sit your ass out there and you got to pick cotton all day long and they got pick cotton, chop cotton, whatever right. they call
about,
it, and then get your ass beat if you don't get that barrel of cotton that you're supposed to get. And then all of that shit that they went through and how their lifestyle they live. Come on, bro. This ain't shit we going through.
I mean, yeah, that's right. That's comparable to what Leopold did and Belgium, you know, the Belgian king of Belgium, all them people with the Congo and not having enough rubber at the end of the day and they chopped their arm off over there and stuff like that. So
bro, we got heaven on earth right now. We could tell white folk, fuck you. And white folks would move the fuck out the way. Damn, that nigga cussed me out. Excuse my language, but him motherfucker cussed me out.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, okay, even with the music industry today and how even after if someone lived back in the day and then they passed on and their music was pretty wholesome, it was pretty cool, and it didn't disturb you and everything or upset your spirit or make you feel appalled by what you're hearing. And so now, if they were to come back and hear some of the music, they would have to have a fight to try to stop this kind of music from being played or people from even making this type of music or even calling it music at all and trying to shut it down, you know, to stop it altogether from being, blasted in our ears or, you know, our children are hearing all these negative messages. And so it seems like, you know, the kind of fight that we're not even having ourselves here right now, I'm asking some people that's dead to come back and fight for us to do some of the things that we could do, which would be to stand up to the music industry or these radio stations who actually play vulgar music and things that
aren't good for our children to hear, and they hear it all the time and every day, and it seems that it dumbs them down and then makes them not want to apply their mind towards higher learning. It seems like they get stuck in some way of a street mentality instead of trying to achieve a higher intelligence. So that's my, you know, my little thing about
well, something like that, brother. If we did, that would be petty to a Harriet Tubman. That would be petty to a Nat Turner. Then Mike Vesey, you know, those freedom fighters. That would be petty to them. They little music and what they playing on the radio compared, like I said, compared to the Jim Crow. Boy, you bet. Boy, you looking at me. You staring at me, boy. You know, all that shit that they went through. Nigger, get on the back of the damn bus. You know, all of these type of things that our people went through. You know, that's petty. That's that shit there with me. Well, that could be easily solved. Tell Nick Rose to stop rapping that bullshit. You have a choice. Back then, they would beat your ass if you didn't do such and such. So we talk about now. That's why I said on the video, the tab video, a lot of these things are because you desired. Like, we talk about somebody selling out. Now, if I could see if they had, they tell some of these rappers, hey, man, you better rap about the killing and the murdering and this, that, and other, or we're going to hold your whole family hostage. We got your whole family hostage. We're going to kill all of them. If you don't rap this here, you don't do this. They're not doing that. These dudes want to do this because they want the fame. They want to be on BET Music Awards. They want to be on Hell Soul Train Awards. They want this lifestyle that they figure this is it. I like this shit. They want the money. They want it. It's their desire. You can easily turn the shit down like, man, fuck this. Like I said again on that video, when Dave Chappelle, what did Dave Chappelle say? Man, damn that fucking money. I'm gone. I'm out of here. You have the choice. Is it by force or is it by choice? If I have the choice, our ancestors didn't have a fucking choice. They were forced. That's different. You have a choice now. And a lot of people, they choosing to do this. This your will. That's why they say, you like in the Bible, they talk about you having free will. You have a free will. And a lot of people, that's in their free will. When I was out here doing the dirt, bro, that was my choice. I chose to do the shit I did. Didn't nobody make me do that shit I was doing. I did it on my own. And just as I had a free will to do the ignorant shit I did, I had a free will to change it and stop it. Didn't nobody make me stop it. I decided to stop it because it was wrong what I was doing. Not only I was hurting myself, I hurt my mother, my family. Like, it's like the white folks told, well, it wasn't no white folk told me. It was a goddamn black folk when I went to the parole board. My mother was sitting there. The folks told me, you are a violent, you are a threat to society. And I'm like, damn, who the fuck they talking about? You know what I'm saying to myself? Said, yeah, you're violent, you're a threat to society, this, that, another. And they turned me down at the parole board. And I'm like, damn. So I figured, I'm just sitting there then like, hey, man. And seeing my mother cry, you know, it's always seeing her baby, which I'm 20-something years old, but that's still baby. Them telling her baby, her child, who she nourished, she carrying the womb, and talking about her baby is violent, who's a threat to society, like she's talking about a damn monster or something. That hurt. And I realized that, like I said, damn, bro, you got to stop this bull crap. You got to stop this, man. So I chose to change that shit. So again, we cannot continue to keep blaming other people. There is some blame sometimes, but we really have to stop and stop blaming other folks when you have the ability to change, do shit for your own, to stop doing what you're doing. You can't blame nobody for you smoking crack. You can't blame nobody for you taking fentanyl and shooting up heroin. You chose to do that shit. You chose to do that. Whatever it is, you chose to do it. You didn't have to. You know, I've tried snorting cocaine once. Thank God I didn't, that shit did, I didn't feel nothing, boy, so I'm glad. But I chose to do that. I seen other people doing it. I'm like, man, let me try this shit, man. That shit look like fun. But that was my stupid ass chose to do that. Then nobody, man, you gonna take that shit, bro? Put a gun at me and force me to do none of that shit? No, I chose. That was my choice to try to experiment. And like I said, I thank the Most High. Woo, I was like, man, I don't feel nothing. And I'm glad I didn't. Because, you know, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. But I'm glad I didn't. I think I'm thankful that I didn't know what I was doing and didn't feel nothing. So, but anyway, a lot of these things are our choices. But we can't keep blaming everybody else. There's some blame. That, like I said again, there's some blame to go around on certain things. But everything, no. Like I said, because I keep looking back on the past. It's like, how the hell did they do it? What the fuck wrong? Excuse my language, y'all. But what the hell wrong with us today, man? God damn. We got dudes, lazy-ass people I be sometimes even work with. Lazy as a... I'm like, you just ain't got no fucking reason. Here I'm laying. I'm 54 years old. My feet hurting and all kind of shit. I got to go see Dr. Foot Specialist. I'm waiting on that shit now. All types of... I got folks in their 20s. Lazy as a motherfucker, man. I'm up here damn near hopping and all kind of shit going on. Arthritis, all type. Knee lazy ass dudes. Ain't no excuse. Ain't no excuse. And I got the way that this, all this hurting and shit I got for busting my ass trying to work so I can provide for my family. Not wanting them to struggle. Ain't no fucking excuses. What's wrong with these people today? What's wrong, man? It's a mentality. It's a mentality. A lot of them, you think, you know, some like I said, you think somebody going to take care of you. Somebody owe you something. You ask somebody to do something, it always got to be some back. No, man, well, you like some guy, hey, man, like sometimes my supervisor, he be asking people to go help. Man, ain't going nobody help me, man. Ain't nobody going to help me. God damn, go help the person out, man. God damn, come on. The reason you don't get no motherfucking help because you don't like to help nobody else. That's why. But they all like, well, ain't going to help nobody. Okay. But then as soon as you break down, your motherfucker, hey, man, could we get some help? No, remember, you didn't want to help nobody, right? Ain't you the person that always said, I ain't helping nobody? So, okay, help your motherfucking self. That's it. But I've learned, it's just personally, y'all, this is me. I'm my own obstacle. I've learned that. That's my method I use in my life. I'm my own goddamn obstacle. If I don't get it, it's because of me. I ain't trying. It, like I said, it might be somebody might try to throw a list something out there. But it's going to be sometime. Maybe I ain't trying. Maybe I'm not trying. You know what I'm saying? That's it. It took me a long time to get some of these spots, the place in my life where I'm at right now. You know, because it took a lot of learning. But I had to stop playing this goddamn blame game, man. And that's why I teach my son. I don't do excuses, dog. I said, dog, y'all, my bad, y'all. I don't do excuses. I don't do them goddamn excuses. And I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear no fucking excuses. Because until you try, if you ain't tried, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear that shit. I do not want to hear it. I don't want to hear no fucking complaining. I don't want to hear that if you ain't tried to do it, you ain't tried to figure this shit out, I don't want to hear it. That's just me. That's how I roll. That's how I roll. That's how I get down. But, you know, like I said, we got a lot of stuff to bring work out, brothers. We got a lot of shit to work out. And the black folk would sometime, man, stop learning the fucking hard way. Come on, brothers and sisters. Now you getting pushed way to the goddamn back now because, you know, these Hispanic coming on in, they going to put them in there, like they said, to replace your ass. When you didn't want to work, you didn't want to do this, they got a spot for their ass. They got a spot to replace your ass with. I mean, it is what it is. Now, how is it now? That's funny. Is we talk about, man, job opportunities. How the fuck, like I said, these folks just jumped the fence. And I'm saying it like that, y'all. Just not trying to be disrespectful, but they jumped the fence. And next thing you know, they got a goddamn, like a little taqueria truck and some kind of business they got now. They just jumped the fence. You've been here. So we talking about, ain't no more black stove, the mom and pops then. Well, what happened? What happened? What's going on? How come we ain't? I mean, I see tie shops and shit here where black folk own fucking tie shops and hot wing shops. I mean, you mean to tell me now we can't buy grocery stores no more? How can we get all these other businesses? That's funny, though. They say, what do you say? The thing is, feed, clothe, and shelter yourself. But we ain't feeding ourselves. How we don't see no black grocery stores? But we see every other store, clothing store, tie shops, all kind of shit, nail shop. Well, I don't know about nail shop, beauty shops. We see everything but black-owned grocery stores. That's puzzling. I just thought about that. How in the hell we ain't got no black-owned grocery stores no more? But we can own every damn thing else but a grocery store where you don't feed yourself. Somebody,
yeah,
anybody answer that one, please. What did you say, John?
It's a guy in Philly who just opened up a grocery store, and he was like 30 years old when he opened it. That was like a couple years ago. And, he's a millionaire too. So, I think we should just have more black owned grocery stores. That's basically all I got to say on that one.
I mean, I'm trying to figure out why we don't have them. So you see what I mean? We got every other stores out here. Why not black grocery stores? Don't nobody think we
got
to eat?
You know, in Philly, I think there are others than this just one I was just mentioning because they're right in the community, and this one called Cousins. Now, I'm not sure if they're Puerto Ricans who own Cousins or if they're black, but most of the times when I go in a place like that, it seems like the people who run it are Puerto Rican. So, not sure who really owns that, but I believe it. Possibly there may be a few other black-owned grocery stores, but usually in different states, you're very rare to find even one black-owned grocery store. Now, you see more black-owned McDonald's than you see in a black-owned grocery store anywhere, you know?
And those are franchise. And they really own them. They just franchise. You got to buy their fucking supplies, so you really don't own that. Because that's their brand. You just invested
well,
in it.
It's ran by blacks. I guess that's the only thing you can say that way. It's ran by black people.
That's it. But like I said, still, it's really not yours. It's McDonald's. Because all their products, you got to buy from them. You just basically investing in their products.
Well,
you make a little change.
The original owner of Popeye's Chicken, isn't that a black woman?
I ain't familiar with that one, but that's just something I've just thought about as sitting here. Because they used to have some here in Memphis. They gone. Black grocery stores. It was one major one used to be here called Chisholm Trail. It was a major family, big known family here in politics. They was in politics and a lot of stuff called Chisholm Trail. All of them gone. I mean, we got Kroger's, and then when they shut down a couple of Kroger's here, black folk cried. They had Jesse Jackson, everything came down here.
They taking his food, they taking his clothes in the stores in the black community. We don't have nowhere to shop. But Thaddeus Matthews, I give him credit.
Thaddeus was talking about this. He was bringing this up. All these damn churches. He was talking about like in a community where the Kroger's closed. He said, why don't all you churches get together and purchase y'all a grocery store? Go in together and purchase you a grocery store. They got some churches that bought some apartments, but then they were slumlords at the same time. So, damn, I don't know how the damn grocery stores would have worked. But that's a good idea. You bring all this damn money, you talking about building funds and all of this stuff, and it's in the community. Couldn't y'all do a joint business venture together? But I forgot, shit, y'all can't even go to church together. Y'all can't even come up with a commonality to go to church. But still, again, all of y'all gotta eat, though. They can invest And that way the churches that make a little money at the same time, they won't put so much stress on the parishioners, but they can all have a business. It's all invested in the community. Now, Thaddeus did bring that up, but no, that wasn't good enough. They had to bring Jesse Jackson down here and that bullshit he was talking. But what is it, just?
I just did a little short research on black-owned grocery stores, and according to the research, there's fewer than 10 black-owned supermarkets across the entire country.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Now, in my neighborhood, what'd you say?
I said, peace, brother. What's happening?
Oh, peace. I told you he'd come
peace
in. I haven't met him come
brother.
In.
How you been doing?
You got to find the right topic that he'd come in.
Okay, he probably knows something about something. He's about to say it now.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Alpha Male? What's up,
what's
man?
Going on, bro? Peace to the brothers. Peace to the brothers.
Yes, sir.
Long, slow. Peace, brother.
Yeah. When you got the flow out, we got to hear that. We got to hear you. Well, I can't say what Justice said, but yeah, we got to hear your input.
In this little, it used to be a little small town I live in. I talk to the grocery store owners, and they say the only way to survive is through a franchise because privately owned, they can't afford to offset the theft. They say they have more thieves than they do customers.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's cold.
So now our grocery stores only have one way in, one way out. You know, so that, you know, that if you don't have that powerful money behind you, you'd never survive.
And that's what one of the reasons they said Kroger's were closing, they were losing so much money. They said the customers were stealing, the damn security guards, the employees, it was stealing so much. They closed two of them here.
So that's part of the reason we don't have many black grocery stores because you got to have some serious money backing you because, I mean, I was thinking to myself, I said, well, you know, these kids are out of control, but, you know, it's grown-ass people. I'm talking 50s and 60s that's in there stealing.
Damn.
Yeah. And you know they're on their Social Security. So they got to make a choice between food and medicine sometimes, and they need their medicine. They feel like they can go jack some food.
Yeah,
but yeah, so it's crazy out here, man.
Man, yeah, that is, yeah, it's crazy. But damn, Joseph, you asked about something, Alpha Mirror. What was that you asked him to touch all about the Israel thing?
Yeah, he elaborated about the America taking a veto. What's the name of that court or whatever they call it, Alpha Male? Could you elaborate on what's happening with America for the fourth time vetoing the ceasefire, for Israel?
Yeah. It's the International Court and the United Nations. They had a resolution basically charging Israel with genocide and that they need to put a halt to this slaughter. All the other countries involved said that's a good idea and voted for it. But good old bitch-ass United States said they have the controlling vote. They said, nah, let them kill them niggas.
Damn.
And this is not new. This happens every time.
Exactly, bro.
You know, but it goes back to what Cynthia McKinney said many years ago, that if you don't sign allegiance, this is not a pledge. This is allegiance to Israel, that you don't get in office.
Yep.
So the United States is not the United States. You're controlled by Israel.
Yes, sir.
When you go to vote, you voting for Israel. You're not voting for anything to do with you or this country. You know? And the only stumbling block, and I heard I heard it said earlier, is that people don't fucking listen. You try to tell them and tell them what's coming, and it's almost like it's a football game. Like they're challenging you. well, let's see, you know, let's see how fucked up it can get.
Yeah.
You know, see who's going to win. It's like this challenge thing when all you're trying to do is open their minds to say, hey, these people ain't who you think they are. You know, because there's no way in hell or in the universe that the corpse should or would be in the White House. It makes absolutely no sense. He has a shitty record. He molested his kids. No, he never had a fucking job, so where all the money coming from? So that lets you know he's on the take. He's a fucking racist. Always had been. Him and all his fucking tribe. Nobody in Delaware liked the motherfucker. So what did they do? They invented this sickness called Trump derangement syndrome.
Mm.
And every time you say Trump, motherfuckers' flesh would just crawl. Their body would deform like little demons and shit. Because they just couldn't handle it. Because it was what they call groupthink. Mm. And then next thing you know, they fucked around and stole the vote. And those people accepted it. They were fucking happy that they stole the fucking election. You know, and now they crying like bitches. You know, well, damn. I didn't know. Yes, you did, motherfucker. You knew. You fought me on it. We were going toe-to-toe on that shit. You know, I explained to you. I read to you article by article, line by line, what was going to happen. All you had for me was emotions, you know? So I don't get it, man. We just, like you said earlier, we always got to wait until shit is bad, and then we want to talk shit, but not do shit. Because I guarantee you, the same motherfuckers that are trying to jump on the Trump bandwagon right now are still going to vote Democrat.
Shit. Hell yeah. Yeah, but so, Alpha Male, brother, I don't mean to try to correct you, but I think you said something wrong, brother. I think you said that the Democrats tried to steal the vote. That was Trump, wasn't it, tried to steal the vote, wasn't it, brother?
No.
Oh,
I admit when I'm wrong. I admit when I'm wrong, but I ain't wrong on that one.
Yeah, you know, I'm messing with you.
Oh, I know. You know,
because that's what they said. He tried to steal the vote. So you said other way around. He tried to steal the vote. They stole the vote.
Right. So
that's
the tactic of the degenerate party. See, they accuse you of what they're doing.
Uh-oh, that's a cold one right there.
That's so when they accuse him of something, that's what they're doing.
That's what they done.
Like Ukraine. They were scared as shit when Trump started investigating shit going on in Ukraine. These motherfuckers were terrified because that's where they were having their little sex parties. That's where they were laundering money. That's where they had. Now, why would you have fucking labs dealing with disease and all that shit over in Ukraine? Why would you have that?
So, brother, you said they was laundering money. That ain't the same place they've been giving billions after billions after billions to, is it?
Yes. And child trafficking and human trafficking was running rampant over there. You know?
Damn.
Now, that's what they wanted to do in Havana, Cuba. And Castro said, Satan, hell no.
Damn. You know? So, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. I mean, why did they panic the minute he started investigating shit going on in Ukraine? That's when all the charges started coming. That he's a Putin this and he's a Putin that. When nobody has gotten more money and spent more time with Putin than that motherfucking, that bitch I hate, that fucking Hillary Clinton.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they her and Billy Bob, they got more money from Russia than anybody on the fucking face of the earth.
Yes, sir.
But they want to call Trump whatever they called him, you know.
And she the one started that shit, Danny. Russian collusion. She the one started that Russian collusion stuff too, Danny.
Right, because what she does is what she accused him of. You know, she was in a youth.
We already have.
Oh my bad.
Who said that?
I'm gonna cue up something. I need on Alpha Mail that he didn't hear this one last time. I was trying to cue it up, but I didn't mean to cut it while he was talking. You can go ahead, brother. I'm going to play a couple of minutes clip on something, too, because he was saying
I done lost my thought.
I was talking about Hillary Clinton. And she was covering up something.
Russian collusion. But she was in a fucking youth Nazi program when she was growing up. So, I mean, she dirty and... She just as dirty as that fucking Biden.
Damn.
You know? And then I heard today that this nigga is with a black family, and he's sitting there eating a fucking hamburger and brought a box of chicken for the black folk.
Wait a minute, man.
I kid you not. I said this nigga done lost his crackhead ass.
Damn. And you see, that ain't the same family that they got killed over in Iran, was it?
This was just recently. Go ahead.
No. I wanted the family that he met.
I honestly couldn't say. It may have been.
Oh, okay. I didn't see it. Because, you know, three of them people that were supposed to, I think they was Iran. They were black. The soldiers got killed. They were black. And I know they said he lied to one of them. He called one of the family members and talked about he know how it feel to lose his son in a war. He lost his son in a war in, was it Desert Storm? One of them. They was like, hell no. Nah. His son died somewhere else. He wasn't even in the fucking military when he died.
No, the boy had a fucking aneurysm.
Yeah, but he lied and told the black family he know how to fear to lose in a war. That's what he told the folks.
Yeah.
They played the clip on the phone. I think there was a Glenn Beck played the thing when he said that.
Yeah.
But it's a couple of seconds. It's only a couple of seconds. Listen to this motherfucker, man.
Nigger, big shot.
You said
we already have a nigger mayor. We don't need any. We are.
And you were saying he was a racist. Let's hear some of his racist stuff. And Justice, let's see how, I don't know if you can, I don't know, take up, but yeah, let me see right here.
We already have a nigger mayor. We don't need any more nigger big shots.
It doesn't matter whether or not they're the victims of society.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. Unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community.
They're going to put y'all back in chains.
We already have a...
Let's just get this one part right now. Hold up. You mean this the dude that they said got record numbers of votes? Wait a minute, right here. This is, I ain't going to play the whole thing. Just this part right here.
We already have a nigger mayor. We don't need any more nigger big shots.
It doesn't.
That's enough. Damn. And he's not the racist? Okay.
That didn't really sound like Joe Biden, but I ain't trying to use him.
I'm going to send you the clip.
Yeah.
I'm finna send you the video.
Oh, it came out his own mouth.
I'm finna send you the video. I ain't gonna just give you no blindfold shit. I got the video.
They got the AI now, right? That make it.
Nah, that
like
ain't no AI,
TV.
Bro. That's an actual. Dave, I don't know if I sent it to you. That's an actual video. It's everyone. There was small clips in 20 seconds, but these are actual videos. But hold on.
You see the length that you're trying to go through right now to try to take up for it.
You come up with AI technology and other instead of saying damn.
Hey,
you see the length you're going
RBI.
Through. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, I saw an RBI. That was Joe Biden.
That was
Joe Biden. Was it AI Day?
Hell no. That was his mouth. He racist. He is racist as hell.
Oh yeah. And I ain't even got to see the video. I just know that's him.
Yeah, I wouldn't dare send it to you.
Everybody,
and shit.
Everybody,
go ahead, bro.
Especially college age, especially like females and shit. They all called that motherfucker Creepy Joe. You know, you want to smell bitches' hair and touch your own little girls and shit. Didn't nobody want that motherfucker around. And I couldn't for the life of me figure out what the fuck he did or was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then that's why I gave up. I was like, it's pretty much curtains for black folk because they vote for that motherfucker. They pretty much brain dead.
Yep. Well, prove their point. Prove you showed them. Yeah. And Justice said, AI, that's not him. What?
That's
not GPT chat, how you call that? Some new chat thing.
No, that's reality chat right there. That's him.
And you know, Alpha Male, you know, you're not going to believe this, but we had a general mayor election this past November, and I actually crossed the line and voted for a Republican for mayor.
He must was the only one on the ballot.
No.
Oh, my bad.
It was a black lady running for mayor here in Philly versus an Asian fella running for mayor. He's a Republican and she was a Democrat. And I could not find any good reason to support her for mayor, so I voted for the Republican because I was more in line with his campaign agenda than I could even come up with one that she had. I could never figure out what her plan was, anything. Nothing she says or said ever resonated with me, so I could not cast my vote for her. And so,
you said the black woman was a Democrat?
Yeah.
Justice, you was a male chauvinist. You didn't vote for that black woman.
That's a good one. And you, hey, that's what they're saying, too, about me.
I know it.
But
y'all be ashamed of yourself.
Let me ask you this. Like, when you did the backwards research on each one of them, what did it hash out?
Well, I couldn't come up with anything concrete that she had that was going to make a change or do something. She just was all emotion. All she would talk, every time she would talk or, you know, be interviewed, she's just emotional. She's not saying anything, and I'm not hearing anything. But meanwhile, the first candidate that I voted for in the primary happened to be a white fella who was a Democrat who had an ultimate plan for the city. And I was gung-ho to vote for this guy because he was well-liked and there was a lot of people who thought that he had a good plan as well. But when it boiled down to it, in the primary, I cast my vote for him, but he came up short and the black lady ended up becoming the victor in the primary, right? And so first I voted for this guy who's a Democrat who happened to be a white dude, was actually a billionaire here, and he could have did some good things with his ideas and his money and whatnot. He could have really made a difference. He had a whole great plan for the city. Anyway, he didn't win, so I went on and listened to the Republican fella who was an Asian dude, well-known in the city council here, been in there for a long time. His name is David O. And he's not that enthusiastic, you know, he's not, you know, like energetic or anything, kind of dry, kind of, you know, melancholy, you know, doesn't give you a whole lot. But he had some good ideas and he had some plans to get some things done and fix things and make things better, right? But I resonated with his thing, so I went on and gave him my vote. But the lady, I listened to her several times, but she just never came across to me with a person who knew what she was doing and that she deserved my vote and that she was qualified to actually be the mayor of a big city like ours. I don't find her qualified. I don't find that she, and even now, she's just pointing out things to do. She's not doing anything. She's giving everybody those roles, and she's sitting back. And then first thing happened to a church downtown, a black church, the AME church, you know what I'm saying?
She won. She won the election.
She's the mayor now. So,
yeah,
but anyway, there's something
black
happened
and
other
a
day. She hadn't been saying anything, but something happened to the church, and somebody threw some rocks and broke the window in the glass in the church, and she gets all emotional about it. And I turn, every time they put it on the news, I turn the TV off, or I will turn the volume down, change the channel. I can't stand to listen to this lady because she's not saying nothing. She's just emotion. And I can't stand emotion. I want to hear, you know, some concrete stuff, some facts and some information that's just what it is, not the emotion of it. I can't stand that.
Can I play you a quick clip for a lady right here? Now, she got a good idea. I think you might want to vote for her. Check this out, right? It ain't long. Check this out.
Our Democratic opponents are calling for a minimum wage between $20 and $25 an hour. You're calling for a $50 an hour federal minimum wage. That's seven times the current national minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. Can you explain how that would be economically sustainable for small businesses? You have 60 seconds.
First, let me say I owned and ran a small business for 11 years. I created hundreds of jobs, benefits, retirement benefits, also health care benefits. I know what worker productivity means, and that means that you have to make sure that your employees are taken care of and have a living wage. In the Bay Area, I believe it was the United Way, came out with a report that very recently, $127,000 for a family of four is just barely enough to get by. Another survey very recently, $104,000 for a family of one, barely enough to get by. Low income because of the affordability crisis. And so just do the math. Just do the math. Yeah. Of course, we have national minimum wages that we need to raise to a living wage. You're talking about $20, $25, fine. But I have got to be focused on what California needs and what the affordability factor is when we calculate.
A whole bunch of nothing.
I don't even think you answered the question.
You did.
Yeah. Her name, Barbara Lee, she's this California Senate race. $50 minimum of wage. Damn.
I love it.
You would.
I know it's not plausible, but I love the idea. And she's right, because that's the only way to catch up to the crisis at hand out there in California. I mean, they've raised the cost of living through the roof, and now people are homeless because of it, and now they want to blame people that are homeless for their own problem. And that's not they didn't create the problem. It's the high bureaucracy, the people that are greedy at the top who continue to raise the rents and make the rents too high for people to be able to sustain themselves and the rest of their life. That they have to pay other bills, you know, other than just their rent. So, you know, California, the cost of living is through the roof in California.
Well, here's my problem with the whole situation. Now, I always go back to this. No matter who you vote for, Democrat or Republican, they had to sign their allegiance to another country. They don't represent you. They represent the country they have allegiance to. And somehow you think they're going to make changes here that benefit us, regardless of if they have the gift of speech or if they're emotional, or they're black, white, Asian. If the only way into office is for you to sign over your allegiance, then what's the point of voting for either one? Mm-hmm. Now, interestingly, you know, I did ask the question of research, but you just gave me, like, how their character appealed to you. You know, I guarantee you on paper, neither one of them shit. You know, they could have the best plans in the world. You could have the best plans in the world, but my thing is, what was that song Janet Jackson had? What Have You Done For Me Lately?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I can't show up in Philly at the Eagles training camp with a bunch of talk about, you know, I'm the shit. And they're like, well, show me the tapes. I'm like, well, don't worry about the tapes. Just take my word for it. I'm the shit. You know, they're going to tell you kick rocks. So when you look at a politician, you got to be the same way. Show me the tapes. What have you done so far? Mm-hmm. And if they tell you, well, I got big plans. Well, me too, motherfucker. But what have you done thus far? Matter of fact, I'm going to check your voting record on all these fucking bills that they've been trying to get passed. I just want to see.
Al Smith.
Yes, sir.
You right about that one. You right about that one, man. That neither one of them about shit. You right
exactly.
About that one, man.
Oh, yeah. Because you look at all this child mutilation, right? Mm-hmm. You know, they want to allow the kids to cut their body parts off and all that shit. Well, go when they pass the bills, go see who voted yes and no. That's how you know who you're dealing with.
Yes,
you know, when they trying to send all your money over to fucking Ukraine and Israel, and your taxes are going up, but you don't know it because you just think, you know, food prices getting higher because of inflation. No, you when they send that money over to other countries, they start raising taxes, stores start raising prices to cover the tax, you know. So you need to know who's voting for what, and then you'll get to know that person.
Yes, sir.
But, Obama, hell, he is a hell of an orator. You know, he can talk the draws off a faggot, you know. and he did several times. But as far as a president, he wasn't shit.
Yes. God
so we got to go deep
and he can sing too. Al Green.
Well, I ain't never heard the sissy sing, and Al Green was a sissy too. Shit.
God damn. That's what shit, Dave. Yeah, that's why
he
what a coincidence, huh?
Yeah, so we got to stop, man. We just got to stop. We always looking to be entertained.
Yes, sir.
Do the research first. Just see, here's the good thing about being in public service. You have a track record, and it's public. I don't have to have NSA clearance to find out how you voted on bills that I find disruptive to our communities, to our people, and to the world, you know, everybody else in the world. I don't need top secret clearance. You know,
yeah.
It's all public record. So
sure
I don't know what to say. It's like, it gets frustrating. It does.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother.
No, I'm just saying, you know, because people get so emotional. And here's the problem. Me being a black man, and some people say I have a threatening presence, it's hard for people to accept anything I say, right?
Mm.
But if a white man said it to them, then it means something.
Right.
You know, because with me, for some reason, they get overly emotional. And it's not just me. It's any black person trying to hand off some knowledge. You know, people get emotional about that. Well, this nigga think he's better than me. You know, all that bullshit. But you let a white person tell him some shit, and all of a sudden, oh.
Yes, sir.
Your ice is colder.
all the time.
Yeah. So I'm done. I'm off my rent.
But are you good, brother? Hey, man, you got to get it in there. Yeah, we got to get you in there. We had you in here for a while, chopping it up, throwing that wisdom out there. But Injustice 2, man, there's a video, bro, you need to watch. It's about how I always talk about minimum wage is a scam. And you really, you think about it. Because if they give them people $50, just think about it. In your lifetime, you've been working, how minimum wage went up. And how every goddamn thing else went up with it. Think about it. One time, the wage was 50 cents an hour. Look where we at now.
Yeah.
Just think about it. $50 an hour, that's just some silly shit she's saying. But to get to vote. And somebody going, oh, goddamn, $50 an hour? Oh, hell yeah, vote her in. But you do the, it's you're never evening out. Because everything else going to go up, like after grocery bills, like I said. Hell yeah, health insurance, everything else gonna go up. So you still gonna be at that same level regardless. If they said $100 an hour minimum wage, shit, you still gonna, when they get through going up with every damn thing else, you still, that $100 ain't gonna mean nothing. It's gonna be the same way if you made $5 an hour. It's still gonna balance out.
Do you realize that the minimum wage only moved twice, you know, since like 1982, right? So, okay, it was $3.35 an hour, right? And then they said, okay, it need to be $5.25, the cost of living and all that. Like, okay, 10, 15 years later, it came $5.25 an hour. Then they said, okay, 10 years later, oh, we need it to be more. We need $7.25. It's $7.25 an hour in 2009. It's
$7.25.
It's $7.25 in
2024. And oh, it's still $7.25? Shit, I didn't even know.
It hasn't moved since 2009, and before it was $7.25 in 2009, it was $5.25 in 2008.
But Justin, peep this out.
So right now, minimum wage ain't moved since 2009.
But,
cost of living
out,
and inflation has went way up. And
yeah,
ain't nobody talking about... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I got you right back. But peep this though. Think about. I just thought about something. Think about what they call it. Minimum wage. Minimum wage. Because I'm just thinking about some hell what I make. The minimum wage. That's the minimum, the lowest you can pay somebody. That does not mean y'all help me out if I'm wrong on this shit here. But I just thought about it because a lot of places I'm seeing now. They're starting off $10, $12, $15 an hour. Some damn, well, it's not really $15. Yeah, some of them $14, $15 an hour at certain like burger places. So what the fuck are they, who getting minimum $7.25, basically? But like I said, that's the federal level. That's the minimum you can pay. Think about it. Because what that is, they try to, really it's not making you think, man, you make it $7.25. That, it depends on the job, I guess. Because certain jobs won't even start you. It depends on the job. But that's the lowest you can pay somebody. Just think about that. How many people really making $7.25? Depends on the
Nobody
job.
Around here.
Well, the point of that is it's people not making close. People are making close to it. If they're not making $7.25, it's some people coming in the door only making $8.75 or $9 an hour at certain jobs, at certain what you say, positions.
I don't even think McDonald's paying motherfuckers $7.25 no more.
No,
yeah, I'm just saying close to it. If you're not, there's some people that's only making $9 or $9.50 or at $10 or something like that. And that's not far from $7.25. And the cost of living is still way high, and you still need a lot more for a livable wage than $9 an hour.
Well, but check this out, Justin. Do you have a choice on what job you accept? Once they tell you how much they're paying, but sometimes you might know going in the door, but they told me we only pay this. Is it your choice to go somewhere else and find something else paying a little bit more?
It could be, but depending on your education and your criminal background, you may not have a choice like that. You may have a limited choice. So
that's not true, Justice. That ain't true. Okay. I don't have a high school diploma, and I got, goddamn it, and I ain't bragging on nothing. I don't have a fucking high school. I ain't got a junior high, goddamn it, a diploma. I don't have. I'm a damn throw it away ass felon, and I'm making. I ain't, you know, making it pretty good.
That's good, but everybody not in that same way of thinking how you got yourself where you are, and they may have just gotten in that bad spot. Even if they got good common sense, they might still got caught up in something and end up in the system. And then when they get out and they get a job, then they got to go for the job paying the least. It's still, I mean, until they're able to maybe figure out how to make more money. So if it's a dishwashing job or something, then they say, okay, you can wash dishes, and we only paying you $8 an hour. You're going to take it or leave it. And then you'd be like, well, damn, I'm going to take it for now. And then you might be able to just, okay, I found a job making paying more, and I'm doing something else or the same thing. So that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with what you said earlier. There's no job here in Delaware pays less than 14, maybe 1450, 1475. Now, that's the start. That's working at Wawa, that's working at a gas station, that's working, I mean, I can't think of anything. Hell, even if you, a landscaper pays more than that. I mean, I can't think of anything that pays anywhere close. Even people that work for tips still starting out at $14 an hour.
Yes, sir.
I don't know anybody making $7, $9 an hour.
Well, I know I work at a restaurant, and I have another job too, but the restaurant business, they have people coming in and only starting them out at $10 an hour or $11 an hour, okay?
But you think about 10, that's a long way, still a long damn way from 725. So like you're saying, federal, because she's saying 725 is the minimum wage, but you making 10, and but like I said again, and then all of it is going to be based upon, this is why I always told somebody, you, if you know you making $7.25, you can't go out and buy you no damn Mercedes Benz and shit. And no snakeskin Stacey Adams and all that. You just ain't going to be able to do it. You got to live on your means.
Until you be able to.
Go ahead.
Get you a 10-speed bike and keep it moving.
Yeah, I mean, until you're able to, you know, progress, and then you can start doing things, you know. Like I said, like people be complaining about the McDonald's. I've been working at McDonald's. Like people like you, come on, like people said, man, that's a teenager. That's how I started off when I was, what, like 16 at McDonald's. Unless, I, you know, we try to get into management or something, okay, you can see. But that's, you know, children and senior citizens opening the, well, I don't know if they have door greeters no more at McDonald's and stuff, but come on now. But like I said, they don't even make that no more. Hell.
Well, yeah. I agree with y'all that, you know, okay, the majority of people aren't making exactly $7.25 an hour. I agree, and I agree that that is what we consider the minimum amount of money that someone can pay somebody. And so, yeah, and that maybe there are some people taking advantage of certain people and only paying them $7.25 an hour. And it may be a small percentage of people or companies that are doing something like that.
But like I said, just think about this. Look at the word again. That's the minimum you can pay someone. That's the minimum you can pay someone. That don't mean that you probably start them off at that. That's the less that you can pay a person.
Right.
That's
right.
All that
so,
means.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, didn't you say her name was Barbara Lee?
Yeah, Barbara Lee. That's what they had on the video.
Okay, I remember her. Now, what she left out of that part was she don't want $50 an hour for us. She
wow.
want $50 an hour for the immigrants.
Wait a minute. Damn, for real?
Yes.
Damn.
Because she was fine with all that shit until the magic Democrat rolled out the red carpet. You know, so now all of a sudden, you know, we need $50 minimum wage because, you know, the immigrants need it.
Damn.
Along with their government benefit cash cards and shit.
So, I couldn't even really imagine a company being able to afford to pay maybe several employees that amount of money per hour. Like that.
Well, the company ain't going to pay them. You're going to pay them because you're going to end up with a $600 cheeseburger.
Yeah. Oh, that's tough. Oh, they're going to raise the price of everything. Oh.
And that's what the conservative twins were saying. That damn cheeseburger going to cost you about $25. Yeah, they said what they were saying.
I'll be mad about my milkshake being $12. I will be.
Man. Yep, and they only going to pass it. Yep. And the reason, like, I started noticing that when COVID hit and then damn near right after COVID, that's when I started seeing, because a lot of people wouldn't come back to work, and that's when you start seeing a lot of these places. They always, and I think I still see a lot of them. They have help wanted. You see a lot of help wanted, and they have signs saying, I don't know, $12, $14 an hour. And you notice you'll start seeing a lot of these places now. You don't see a lot of certain places. You don't see a lot of employees in some of these places. So they cut back the labor force so they can boost the damn wages up as well. You remember with COVID, I remember some places because they closed down. Like, you remember some places you couldn't even go in the inside. You only could go through the drive-through. So they didn't need a lot of people on the inside so they could start. So that way, if you cut back the labor force, now I can start paying you more money because I don't have that many people on staff. That's the game that was being played as well.
Oh, yeah. And think about this, too. A lot of people during that COVID shit lost jobs and shit like that. They had to move back in with family.
Yep. Yes, sir.
And now they can't afford to move back out, even with a job.
Yes, sir. I was listening to Glenn Beckton was talking about this, kind of what you talk about, Alpha Male, how the people lost their homes and how the homeless rate don't skyrocketed since COVID.
Oh, yeah. I mean, prices are ridiculous. Interest rates are stupid, you know, which I never could understand real estate because I always joke with my wife. I'd be like, yeah, I guess we'll pay the rent this month. She's like, well, we own our house. I say, well, it sounds like we own it, but you fuck around this one payment or one tax payment and see who own this motherfucker.
Yep.
So I say we just rent.
and that is another game too. Elder taught me that because my mom and them had paid. They had a house in Mississippi. They had out of Mississippi. They bought a trailer. They owned that, but they didn't pay the property tax. They lost the damn house.
Yep.
And
taxes are against the law, but they got all the fucking guns. So what we gonna do?
Yep. Yes,
sir. And they hate when I say that shit. You know, because that's my responsibility. Shit, y'all got all the guns. What the fuck? You know what I mean? Why are you asking me shit when you got the fucking guns pointed at my head?
Yes, sir. What is that? Ruby Reed.
And,
on shit.
Yeah. And here's something else to think about, too. You know, all these immigrants coming in seem to be military age too. Ain't a bunch of women coming across the border. So
damn.
Is this the new Antifa, Black Lives Matter, ISIS, Taliban fighters?
You know? That's cold, Alpha Male. Uh-oh, you own to something because you know what? I've listened to something else a couple of weeks ago, and they were talking about the military. I think you told me about this a long time ago about the military enlisting is down, and I think they say a lot of white males are not joining the military anymore like that.
Hey, nope. Hey, let me tell you something, and you're right, Alpha Male. I know that for a fact. You're absolutely right. You are. And also, I'm going to add something to that. The recruit for the police department and law enforcement is very low. It's gotten so low, especially here in Virginia, that they're allowing police to have dreadlocks and tattoos. And listen at this. In Virginia, they're allowing people to go in the military, not military, but go in the military without any documentation. The police department too. Police department, military, police department, because you know in Virginia, we're what you call a commonwealth slash, you know, we're like DMV, DC, Maryland, and Virginia, we're like the capital when it comes time for running like the government systems, like especially the whole United States, because the White House is in DC. But when it comes time for like DMV, the DMV, this is how fucked up it is for military and law enforcement. They're allowing people to go in at 18, and not just that, they're allowing people with misdemeanors to go in. The yep. military and law enforcement. Law enforcement, they have, because I had a guy, a police officer, cause like I said, I did security years ago. I got my DC JCS when I was practicing Islam. Years and years ago, I let it expire. But I'm a big dude, 350 I am. And I've always, you know, because being a big guy, they always wanted me to do bodyguard, even though I'm a barber and a hairstylist. So I got into that field. I let my shit expire, right? So I was talking to it was a law enforcement that came in, got his hair cut at a shop, one of my barber shops. And he was trying to get me on the apartment. And I looked at him, I said, you know, I got like severe sleep apnea and I also have narcolepsy. So he said they can get waivers for that shit. I'm like, while I fall asleep with the gun in my hand, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
In the middle of a pursuit.
Yeah. Yeah. They can get waivers for medical.
Oh, did he just sleep?
Hell no.
Yeah. He was telling me they could get waivers for medical waivers for a certain shit for the police department. Yeah. I'm looking at this motherfucker like, how about if I was a schizophrenic? Would you still want me, motherfucker? You know, what if I was bipolar? You know what I'm saying? Shit, you still want me on the force? You know? Yeah.
Man.
These motherfuckers is taking anybody in the state of Virginia. They don't give a fuck. You could be Jamel Barnes, Cookie Williams, fresh out of jail. They'll hire your ass.
That shit crazy.
What's the largest cartel in Mexico?
Uh-oh.
It's not the Sinaloa, but it's MS-7 something. MS-17. I forget what. But,
I don't know. MS-13. I remember it's a gang, MS-13, but I don't know about the cartel. I don't know. Can't be with them.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, that's the MS-13, I think. That's the kill squad.
Ah, okay. It's all on then.
Now, it may or may not be true, but what I'm understanding is a lot of these motherfuckers are gang affiliated.
Mm. Yeah.
You talking about for the police department?
I'm talking the ones coming across the border. They're not coming for opportunity. Well, not the kind of opportunity we thinking. They're looking at expanding their franchise. Oh. You know. And I mean, shit's been going on under the radar. I mean, rapes, murders, assaults, kidnappings.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't give a fuck. And just like the ones up in New York that beat the cops' asses, they ain't give a fuck about fucking up a cop. Cop ain't shit in Mexico.
Nah.
You
know?
What you were just asking about the biggest cartel in Mexico, and it says the
in the lower cartel, according to the National Drug Intelligence Center and other sources within the U.S., the Sinaloa cartel is primarily involved in the distribution of cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine, fentanyl, cannabis, and MDMA. As of 2023, the Sinaloa cartel remains Mexico's most dominant drug cartel.
Okay. So all right. And think about this, too. It's a lot of military age Asians coming across that border too, and I'm not talking about a few. I'm talking about thousands.
Mm.
But they don't talk about that. They don't talk about that.
Mm.
I'm glad you brought that up. Now in the state of Virginia, down here, you know, I grew up with Filipinos and Asians around here. And I'm going to tell you something. A lot of them Filipinos and Asians don't have, they don't have citizenship. A lot of people don't know that, but a lot of the Asians that come here don't have citizenship. A lot of them outstay visas and everything. Yeah, they had a thing down here where it was some years ago where they was going up under different names and shit. And for the post office down here in Virginia, they had a thing for the post office because, you know, Asians, a lot of Filipinos get them jobs. And a lot of them was working for the post office, handling mail without any paperwork. And matter of fact, you know how in order for you to take a test for the post office, a lot of them wasn't even taking tests. They was just hiring them. They make niggas take tests in order to work for the post office. A lot of them Asians, they had a thing where they was giving them leeways. So, yeah, them Asians, they over here. A lot of them ain't got no paperwork, especially working for the government. They don't have paperwork. A lot of them don't.
And as my sensei said, you don't just leave Asia. Nobody just leaves Asia without the authorization of, you know, Japan and all those places. You know what I mean? Those are dictatorships. You don't just get on a plane and leave. But we talking thousands. I mean, almost close to a million. Now, how the fuck did they get from Asia to Mexico to here?
Now, that's what I'm wondering. How in the hell they do that? Well,
exactly.
You know,
that
somebody shipped
there. Somebody wanted them here. That's right.
Yep. And Aframail, I know we're not recording no more, y'all. We way over, so hell, we get out of here in a minute. We're not even recording no more. But you remember that illegal police station they had, Asian, Chinese, whatever police station in New York they had found?
Yeah.
Well, and one other quick thing, Aframail, you saying, bro, when you saying these, when you keep saying these people are military age, I remember years ago, it was some brother, I think this dude named Tony, brother, he was on this show, Tony Robinson. We used to have shows talk about a lot of it, and he was talking about something somebody was bringing up, talking about they were going to be bringing in foreign troops to control American citizens, foreign troops. And now you're making me think, as you keep saying, these people are military age. Damn, that's something to think about.
And I tell you what Tony was talking about. See, they did this survey of the United States military asking them, would they kill American citizens? And they were like, no, we're here to protect American citizens. And that's when they started filling up the military and opening up the border to foreigners.
That's it. That's it. That was it right there. That's what he was talking about years ago. What you talking about? That's it.
I'm telling you something. The Mexican military and the Mexican military and the Asian military, they actually be over here in their uniforms.
they actually be over here, the Mexican military. They do. They be over here. They actually be over here shopping in the grocery stores and everything, uniforms
damn.
And everything. I've seen them. I've seen them at the damn club some years ago.
In their uniforms.
In a uniform. Yeah. They run in groups, too. You like, what the fuck? Yeah. Some years ago. Years ago.
And in New York, too, Tony was saying. Go ahead, brother.
You remember that video you seen, that one Arab terrorist that was up there at the border? What did he say?
What did
he say? You going to find out who I am?
You going to find out who I am. Damn, I wish I still had that video like I said. I don't know if I sent it out for mail or not. I don't know. Wish I still had. I could send it to you. See who we talking about. I might find his name. I remember Tony Robinson was saying again, I think this happened after 9/11. I think it happened after 9/11. Because Tony, he lived in New York. And he was saying this, he was saying how there was Russian soldiers was actually in the subway stations and all of this shit in New York. Because he was sending, he showed the pictures and all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Because this is not a country. I would hope motherfuckers would take that to heart. This is not a country. This is a motherfucking transfer station. when they claim they got rid of Hitler, they brought all the Nazis through here and dispersed them to New York, Florida, and California. When they claim when they claim Vladimir Putin such a bad man, but they bring Russian diplomats and everybody, and they spread them out between New York, Florida, and California. Look, we're surrounded on all sides by all enemies, no matter how you look at it. You know, Canada, for instance. Some of the Nazis have been shipped to Canada. Believe me, all these so-called enemies, they just transferring all around us. You know, so don't think this is a country. Don't think you're represented other than a source of energy, I'll say, because they take your taxes. They constantly trying to take your vote. You know, they fuck with your emotions. They trying to give you injections and all kind of crazy shit. So, as my daughter said, Dad, keep your head on a swivel.
Yes, sir. Man, yes, sir. You know, all of them mad scientists that they say they've always been Russians and goddamn Germans.
Yes.
You remember Edward Snowden? You remember the guy that did WikiLeaks? Edward Snowden? Snowden?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean Julian Assange?
I remember it was Snowden. I remember Snowden, too. I think it was two of them.
Snowden was the NSA whistleblower that was telling us how, you know, they're monitoring everybody and everything.
Yeah.
But Julian Assange